Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Oh my golly, this is great.
Good morning, boys and girls.
You're here early.
Yeah. Well,
what day is it?
Monday.
Are you ready to go?
Today is Monday.
I will see you Monday.
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 Mr. Monday.
You've got every excuse to freak out.
Why are you freaking out?
I'm not gonna freak out.
We are freaking out.
Don't freak out. I forbid anybody to freak out.
He's just freaked himself out.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Steve-O, can you hear me? Hello. Steve-O. Can you hear me? Hello.
That's all that's in my ears.
Guys,
that
we're
is
getting
all
so
that's
old.
In my ears. Yeah, we are.
We went to a concert last night, and both of us can't hear anything.
Man, it was pathetic.
Like, how many concerts have we gone to over the
hundreds.
Years?
Hundreds.
And that's really never even happened to me
until
last night.
Yeah, that is definitely a sign of old age, my friend. Because everything is still. I'm just going to crank my headphones so I don't shout.
What?
But seriously, I feel like I'm shouting.
Can't hear you, buddy.
Sorry.
Steve-O and I went to Korn last night.
Yeah, dude.
And it was one of the best shows ever. It was such... I kept telling Steve-O, because you hadn't seen him in like 20 years.
I haven't seen him
which
in
blew
20
me away.
Years.
I couldn't believe it. And I looked at Steve-O and I was like... Oh, you wait, buddy.
No, dude, it was crazy.
Because I see him almost every year when they come to town.
I will say there was a chunk of songs I had never heard before.
Really?
Yeah.
Just hit after hit after hit.
Yeah, I'm sure. I hadn't picked up an album since Issues, which was, what, 98?
Jeez. Man.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, guys. We ran into a few Starmy members out there.
Yeah, we did.
And just had a great time in the pit.
Yeah.
Man, I got the crowd at metal shows is so much fun.
Oh,
it's so much fun to to just sit back and watch.
If you can.
Just watch.
A couple times my friend over here pushed me into the pit. So.
Well, you were right there. Poor
Steve-O.
I was
on the edge.
The pit would start
glory.
Going. And people start moshing, and then Steve-O was like right there on the outskirts of the mosh pit.
I felt bad because there were like little ones, you know, they were like
girls.
Yeah. And so I was just kind of on the edge, and if they'd get close, I'd be like, all right, shoving you back in. All right, get back in there, big guy.
A few times I pushed Steve-O into the mosh pit. It was awesome.
Nothing happened, though.
You can go to my story and watch yeah. all of the just, it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
What?
What?
What? What'd you say?
I don't know. I can't hear anything. It's
I got
terrible.
Home last night. I felt like I was shouting.
I know. We both were walking back to our car, and I was like, Steve-O, do you feel like you're underwater right now? Because this is not normal.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that yet. That's the first time I've ever felt like that leaving a concert.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we were right next to the speaker, but whatever. I mean,
it was pretty cool. We got to go backstage there for a bit. Saw some good people.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. So Brian Head Welch, you know, guitar player for Korn, actually taught yesterday at New Life City Church here in Albuquerque.
That's great.
So head pastor, Alan Hawkins, he was backstage last night, so we got to see him. They were out there. They had a team, and they were, like, ministering to people.
Yeah, because that's what...
At the Korn
that's
show.
That's what Brian does.
Yeah.
Him and Fieldy, they'll go out before the show and after the show and just witness.
Yeah.
Just share the gospel with everybody. Just love on all the fans.
It was pretty crazy. It was a good time, man. We got to meet some people. Met some new people last night, some members of the Starmy that never met before, so that was a lot of fun.
Shout out to Dwayne Wade, Chicago Bulls. This guy, let me tell you about this young man. We're in the pit. Steve-O and I are in the pit. And we notice this guy, he's wearing a Chicago Bulls jersey. And he's with his girl, or girls. And he would not let go of his girl. I mean, he was attached to his girl.
He wanted to protect her.
I guess. Yeah, maybe that's what it was. When the show started getting crazy, he got crazy. His girl got crazy. And I mean, they were jumping up and down.
It was throwing me off, man.
Chicago Bulls was running into Steve-O nonstop. I think he was trying to pick a fight with Steve-O.
No, he was not. He was kind.
Well,
he was aggressive, but cool.
Yeah, he was. Well, about, I don't know, 15 minutes in, and I got some pretty good shots of Chicago Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's up on my Instagram or Facebook. All of a sudden, I look over, and Chicago Bulls is right behind Steve-O, and he's got this look of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Bulls got injured.
Oh, I had to catch him.
You caught him?
Yeah, he was in the pit, and he came around, and I don't know if he just, like, turned funny, but, like, his left leg just gave out.
Oh, my gosh.
And all of a sudden, because he was short, but stocky.
Yeah, about our age.
And all of a sudden, he just came, like, fumbling towards me, and I knew, if I don't catch this guy, he's going to, like,
him?
Cannonball us. So I just hooked his arm and tried to keep him up. And then that's when his other bro, came around the other side and picked him up. And I was like, are you cool, man? He's like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay, bro.
And he sat behind you, and he had this look of pain. And I look at Steve-O, and I'm like, oh, no, Chicago Bulls is out.
Yeah, dude.
He is out.
Thankfully, it was just a minor injury. If he had been wearing a Derrick Rose jersey, he would have been out for 2 years.
Yeah, I saw him just, he was just, he could barely walk out of the pit area.
Yeah.
And I thought that was it. I thought he was done for the night, man.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Never surrender. Chicago Bulls came back into the game. He said, you know what? This is corn. I left my woman down there in the pit all by herself. I got to get back in the game. All of a sudden, I see Chicago Bulls running back into the mosh pit.
They did. You were born. This music was not playing in the mosh pit.
No, it wasn't at
all. It was
not.
It was more like, stop the cookie monster.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so great.
Yeah.
I still, like, every 7 minutes or so, I would nod and just be like, yeah, man, I'm here.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm here. It reminded me of growing up in the Assemblies of God church. It really did.
Stop it.
Sorry. I'm AG, man.
Man.
I'm AG.
Needless to say, we had a blast last night.
We did.
That was so much fun. I'm glad we did that because it was Father's Day and we're just like chilling at home. But shout out to Ken, who hit me up on Facebook from Islander and was like, dude, we're in your town. I met him a couple years back. At Steven's house.
Yeah.
He was just, they had a day off and they happened to be coming through. And back then, Joe Rickard, who was a drummer for Red, and now he's in a band called In Flames, but he played with Islander for a while. We used to play him here a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, man. Really, 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 really good dude.
Solid guy.
Yeah. So it was like, you guys want to come hang out backstage for Korn? I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
17-year-old me is losing my mind over this right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing, too. You get offered to go and stand side stage at a show, and a lot of people would be like, that's awesome. Uh-uh.
Yeah, right.
I want to be in the mosh pit.
That was
you get
hilarious.
Me in the pit, I'm there, because that's the best place to watch the show, I think.
They even said, sound on side stage here at Isleta isn't the best,
yeah,
you're not going to hear it very well, so it's up to you if you want to stay there, side stage, and we're like,
we're going to the pit.
I'm going to the pit, man.
We had pit passes.
That's right. I will say it was a little tamer than I was expecting.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't a crazy. I thought Stone Sour actually had a gnarlier pit, but I still didn't think that was like crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Everybody was kind. It was like a kinder, gentler pit.
Yeah.
Like people were like, except for a dude with gloves. There was like one guy who was like, I came here to mosh, and he had gloves on and no shirt. At one point, I found a pair of glasses that had just been destroyed on the ground.
Do you
so I was
think
like, man,
it's not as crazy because the, I would say the age of
Korn fans?
Yeah. It's our age, right?
Dang, dude.
It's our age. Like, when I was looking around, there were some young people, but there wasn't very many.
That's so true.
I bet you that's why.
That is hilarious.
We're all getting
Everybody's
old.
Back just hurts. Oh, bro, not there.
Oh. I mean, look at Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, that's true.
He got injured.
He did get injured.
He had to leave the game.
He did. Injury timeout.
But man, he had heart. He got right back in the game.
He was there for the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah, him and his lady got into it a little bit right behind us.
It was odd.
She was out of control.
I was very thankful. It was just one of those reminders where I was like, Lord, thank you so much. Because the last time I saw Korn, seriously, it was about 20 years ago. I was a high school kid. I had no direction. And yeah, I was in a very, very different place. And so to be there now, first of all, coherent.
Yeah.
And to be able to enjoy the music. And kind of people watch. That's what I was saying last night. That was my favorite part of the show, is just people watching
it's
everybody.
The best.
Man.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance to go to the amphitheater, get lawn tickets. They're just as good as the pit tickets, because you have a totally different experience on the lawn than you do anywhere else there.
I don't know. Calvin just chimed in and said, it's because all the other mosh pitters were on the lawn.
Yeah,
Maybe the lawn was crazy.
They throw down mosh pits on the lawn.
It's like an incline. You're going to bust an ankle, Chicago Bulls.
That's where all the professional moshers go. Chicago Bulls wouldn't have had a chance if he was up on the lawn. He would have been done, probably paralyzed. They'd have to haul him out in a stretcher.
Dang, dude.
You know? Yeah.
Katrina says, if people put their mouthpiece in before entering the mosh pit, then you know it's going to be rough.
Get out, guys. If you ever see a guy put a mouthpiece
just run.
In.
One dude seriously put on, like, fingerless gloves.
You know?
And I was like, oh, no.
That would be the greatest viral video ever. If you see some guy in the background just, like, putting on ankle supports.
Yeah. He's got a knee brace. Like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He's got elbow and knee pads. And he's just hyping himself up like,
came here to mosh. Yeah. Incredible, man.
And to see some of the ladies in the mosh pit as well. Some of these ladies, they weigh probably maybe 100 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
And they get in there and they're just getting knocked around, and guys, you know, they make sure to take care of the ladies, but they're still knocking them around.
Yeah, dude, I was like, hey! There were a couple times where I was getting nervous, because there was a couple, like, girls, man.
Yeah, they
like,
get in there.
Petite-looking little, and I was just going, no! But they got in
there.
They
get in there, and they hold their own.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I learned. I was like, oh, they want to be there. Okay.
Yep.
Stop being old now, because I'm out so old. Just like,
guys,
are you okay?
There's a whole art to the mosh. It really is. You should Google it one of these days, because it really is kind of like it's a beautiful dance. It's what I when I look at the mosh, I see a beautiful dance. It's like watching a ballet. It's very beautiful.
I loved there were signs. Did you see the signs where it was like high fives acceptable? Face punches not acceptable.
I didn't see that. Where,
or it was like,
was
face punches will not be tolerated, I think is what it said. I was just like, wow. They have to post those. They were in between Stone Sour and Korn. They were like these little montages.
Oh, montages.
Yes. On each side. It was like, come see Maiden. Come see this band. Whoever's coming, you know. And then it was like, high fives acceptable. Face punches not tolerated. I'm like, oh, man.
Little PSA.
It's about to go down. It's on.
And shout out to the moms out there who just don't care. And they get out there and just dance to some metal.
It was a crazy evening. It was a very, very crazy evening.
I can't imagine what I would do if my mom just got up out of the seat and just walked forward and just started dancing.
Because there were some moms like our mom's age in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was throwing me off. But then I started to think about it. Like you said, you know, for those just joining us, you know, last night we were at Korn and I was looking on stage because we were right up against it. And I want to know how old Jonathan Davis is.
I
mean, easily in his 40s.
Yeah, well, I was going to say maybe just a few years older than us.
No.
I don't think he's that old, man. I would say early 40s. Guys, we're almost 40 years old.
No.
Steve-O and I are almost 40.
Nope.
That's freaking me out.
I refuse to believe that. Dude, he's 46.
Forty-six.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was just watching him throw down on stage last night. For those, that's the lead singer of Korn. I was just going, how's he still doing this, man?
I don't understand his head voice. I don't know how rock bands continue to do that over the years.
Yeah.
Because I've heard that that's just as bad almost as getting punched in the face over and over.
It sounds so old right now.
I know.
I just don't know how they kept up with that headbanging.
How do they do that headbanging?
He just kept going with it. But you know what, dude? Brian, back with the band. I mean, he's been back for, what, a couple years now? But it was great to see him there. Fieldy was back. I mean, basically everybody but David was there.
They're one of the just...
tightest.
Best sounding band you'll ever hear in your
so
life.
So tight!
Yeah. Well, they've been doing it forever. And just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. We got to do that more often. Well, I don't know, man. We'd be completely deaf if we did that. We got to wear earplugs.
Yeah. Ramona says the mosh pit is fun to watch, but I'm too old for it. Bruise easy and heal slow.
Yeah, that's the way
I was like up against it, and this jerk kept pushing me into the pit.
Well, it was just so easy to do it. Yeah. I mean, you were right there. I just gave you a little shove. A
little tap.
And you just it's almost like falling into a tornado. You just got sucked right in.
It was falling. I was falling away from me.
Falling away from me. 585 Live if you'd like to text into the show. 585-5483. We're also on Facebook Live. You can watch and listen to the show right there on Facebook. You can chime in, be a part of the show. And, yeah, definitely check in if you went to Korn last night. We'd love to hear about your experience.
It was really fun meeting members of the Starmie at Korn.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
It was.
So I was like, oh, dude, cool.
Yeah.
A member of the Starmie just chimed in on the live one and said, shout out to all the dads in the 5,000 churches that played Good Good Father yesterday.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
So, how was your Father's Day?
Mine was pretty dope.
We're going to talk about this little smoker you might have gotten for your Father's
Day.
We'll talk about that.
Man. What's funny is you guys saw like the fun. I'll tell you right now, I was not stoked. Was not stoked to begin with.
Yeah.
When it started. When it first began. Yeah. We'll have to talk about my smoker experience.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to call my dad since we were off on Friday.
Dude, me either.
Okay. Well, your dad died when you were six, and it's really sad. That doesn't mean I shouldn't be able to call my father.
Touché.
You know what? My dad is now your dad, okay?
What? No.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
That's weird.
You've never met him, but he's your dad.
I'm a grown-up. I don't need one now.
No, I feel like you need a dad. I mean, you need a dad.
I got plenty of those father figures. I will be your father figure.
Oh, my gosh.
Such a great song. Alexa, play George Michael, Father Figure.
Father Figure by George Michael.
Heck yeah.
What? No, that's Wham! Alexa, that's Wham!
Alexa, stop!
Oh,
that's terrible.
She's not even the right band, man.
She's messing with us, is what she's doing.
It's a Monday. I mean, everybody's rolling to work tired, apparently, including Alexa. Just off their game. Oh, here comes the pit!
Guys, it's always important to wear earplugs. Okay. I have a bruise there from last night.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
I still smell like the mosh pit. I smell like cotton candy.
You didn't shower this morning?
No, I didn't.
Oh, gross, dude.
I went straight to bed and got up.
I woke up this morning and I was like, I don't care if I'm going to be late. I got to shower hard this morning.
There were like four people vaping in front of me.
I smell like 17 other people's sweat as they rammed into me.
All right, we got to go to break. A big show today, guys. It's going to be huge.
Mm.
We'll be right back. Hang out with us.
Bill Cosby gets a mistrial in a sexual assault case after a deadlocked jury.
The U.S. Navy says several bodies of missing American sailors have been found after a collision between a Navy destroyer and a huge cargo ship in the sea off Japan.
A heat wave grips the southwestern U.S.
Shots fired on California's busy Bay Bridge.
As the U.S. military considers sending more American troops to Afghanistan, the Taliban is continuing its campaign of attacks on security forces around the country.
They started movies and television television shows for decades, including the comedy hit Animal House in 1978.
Now on, your name is Flounder.
Hunter. Actor Stephen First has died. He was 63.
A bomb rocked one of the busiest shopping centers in Colombia's capital Saturday.
A roadside explosive near Cairo.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise was upgraded from critical to serious condition.
The death toll climbing in Portugal from an out-of-control wildfire.
Hey, Starmy. How are you? Good morning. That's you out there. Star me.
Because you're an army of stars in the night sky.
It's 6:35.
High today, 98 degrees.
I know you wanted it.
Oh, yeah. Guys, tell you that I love you. I can't believe you know this. I was seriously sitting there going, high today's 98 degrees. Man, I wish I knew a single 98 degree song because that'd be hilarious to sing. And you had it. I
made up my mind. That's enough, Nick Lachey. That's enough out of you.
Okay.
The only Nick Lachey I know is from him and Jessica Simpson's TV show. Because I used to watch it.
I did too. I thought it was really good.
I'm shamelessly talking about old school reality TV.
Those were the days.
They
man.
Were, right?
Yeah, the Osbournes.
What was it called? Nick and Jess?
Called The Hardest Thing.
The Lachey's.
Yeah, I don't know. Nick and Jess?
That's what I said.
Is that what you said? Yes. I can't hear anything.
I can't either. Guys, we went to corn last night.
I can't hear a thing.
Dude, JJ on our Facebook Live said, yeah, saw Rush and Maiden a few years ago. One word, earplugs.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways. Roads, are they good?
Anything happening?
Newlyweds! It was called Newlyweds!
Thank you. Newlyweds.
Nick and Jessica.
Yep.
Taking a look at the roads this morning. Everything is smooth sailing right now. Very smooth sailing, in fact. But did I mention that it is 98 degrees today?
She's been good to me.
Come on, don't say that. She deserves
better than it's the hardest thing I'll ever have to.
That was a really hard breakup. I got to tell you, when they broke up,
I was very sad.
That hit me hard.
Because we knew about their life and their relationship,
they were soulmates,
and it was obviously
man.
All real.
It was soulmates.
And then they broke up. By the way, traffic brought to you by 98 Degrees and For the Good. Mm-hmm. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design, forthegood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM.
Yeah, sorry if we yell this morning. It's just because we're deaf.
Yeah.
We can't hear anything. We're getting old.
Yep.
Coming up on the show this morning, we have a letter. Titled, What Would You Do? Tackle that.
Okay.
We'll track down our dad. See how I did that? Okay. Our dad. Mom, if you're listening, tell dad to get ready. We're going to be calling him in just a little bit. We'll see what my dad's up to, see what kind of guns he's been collecting these days. What else? Oh, a good friend of ours named Stefan Christian. You know, used to be in that band Anne Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
He left a voicemail over the weekend on my phone.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to play it because it was weird.
At least he called you. That's cool.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just mad that he wasn't at the show with us last night.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough. I get it. You know, they'd have to get a babysitter. They got little ones, you know? All our kids are all grown up now.
That's true.
Luke's in college,
okay.
Ready to go into the majors.
Heck yeah.
Jack, he's inventing things. You know?
Yes, he is.
Works for NASA now.
Brody's in jail.
Well, I didn't want to say it, but yeah, he's a lot like you. So, I mean, there's hope. There's hope.
Oh, man, that dude. We had fun this weekend.
Yeah, coming up a little after 7, we'll talk about Steve-O and his new smoker.
Oh, gosh, man.
You got a pretty sweet Father's Day present. Don't want to miss it. That's coming up.
Speaking of things you don't want to miss,
Apparently, America did not want to miss out on the threequel to Cars.
Really?
Kids love Cars.
Can I be honest? I felt really bad about this, but I still haven't seen Cars 2. Have you seen Cars 2?
You make
2?
Fun of me for the whole Toy Story thing. Come on, man.
Dude, but...
I've never seen Cars 2.
I don't know.
My kids aren't little anymore. They're not into that.
Yeah. Ryan wants to know what's going on, because he's like, why so early?
What does that mean?
6:30 in the morning. Who are you? And I'm like, I don't...
It's early, man.
I don't know what you mean.
Probably just waking up. You know, you're out of it when you first wake up.
What do we do?
It's just us, man. It's okay, Ryan.
Yeah. Cars 3 topped the box office this weekend with $53.5 million.
Wow.
It's pretty good, man. It bounced Wonder Woman from the top spot. I'm sorry, what?
Wonder Woman took more of my money.
A little loud. Really?
Yeah, I went and saw it with Lando.
Makes sense, because Cars 3 topped the box office with $53 million, but Wonder Woman earned $40 million. Meanwhile, third place, Tupac Shakur. All Eyes on Me.
This looks actually really good, and it's got some pretty good reviews, I think.
Yeah, it hit third with $27 million. Did you know that it released on Tupac's birthday?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, his birthday was Friday. I got to sneeze. Oh, I got to sneeze.
Achoo.
No. Oh, man. Lost it. That's right. Rough Night. It's a new female comedy starring Scarlett Johansson and Kate McKinnon. Hmm. I don't know. I don't even know.
Don't know what that is.
It opened in seventh place with a disappointing $8 million.
Wow.
Now, member of the Starmy chimed in and said, I saw Cars 3. It surpasses the first two Cars movies.
Is 47 Meters Down, is that the shark movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that came out this weekend.
No, it came out a couple weekends ago.
Well, it says it's new.
Yeah, it's not that new.
Okay.
I swear it came out. Trust me, bro. I follow Mandy Moore on Instagram. What?
Yeah,
what?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because she's on This Is Us. I follow everybody on
Lando
This Is
Us. And I saw that trailer at Wonder Woman, and that was the first time I'd seen the trailer.
Yeah, it is.
And it looks so scary.
It looked terrifying. And we had Brody with us, so it was like, la, 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 Brody, look at me. I'm looking at you. Yeah. La, 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 sheltering you, child. But not so much that we're, you know, not at Wonder Woman. But yeah. Shark movies, sometimes the previews before movies that I take the kids to, I'm like, dang. This is too much. This trailer is too much.
Yeah.
But we're going to watch this action-y movie right now.
Yeah. Well, kids aren't scared of the ocean anymore because Jaws, let's face it, our kids, their generation,
yeah,
they watch Jaws and they're like, that is the dumbest movie ever. No, I'm not scared.
No way.
Really? Your kids were scared watching Jaws? You don't even see the shark.
But to be fair, they saw it at a very early age because Jack was always really into sharks. And my mother-in-law bought that for him, I think, for Christmas one year because he was just super into sharks. And she's like, oh, it's only rated PG.
Yeah.
So it's a good movie. But that's because there was no PG-13 rating yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like opening scene, we were going, we have made a mistake.
You're right.
We should turn this off. But I don't remember this movie. Let's keep watching.
Well, especially, you know, if your kids have never really watched anything before, it'd be like us when we were little. I totally get it. But, you know, kids like mine who, they watch stuff like that and they laugh. This is like a new shark movie for this generation of kids.
Yeah.
Like this,
it looks terrifying.
This will hopefully keep them out of the water because that's my number one rule. Just stay out of the water, man.
Okay.
You'll die.
Speaking of staying away from things, another member of the Stormy says, do not watch Cars 2. Pretend it never happened. See, that's why that's literally the only Pixar movie I've never seen.
All right.
Because it just looked, I don't know. Shout out to Arturo. Arturo! Chiming in on Facebook Live, who said, I'm 46, and my three sons wanted me to mosh with them. I said 20 years ago I would have. Felt pretty old.
Yeah, 46, man. Your bones are brittle.
I don't know, man. We were corn last night. It was a kinder, gentler mosh pit.
Yeah, because they were all our age or older.
Yeah.
Look at Chicago Bulls. He almost got carried out on a stretcher.
When I had to hold that dude's walker, it got really...
Seriously. Yep.
So your top 10 movies, Cars 3, number 1, Wonder Woman, number 2, All Eyes on Me, number 3, The Mummy
It's up to $56 million in its second week, which isn't the best here in America. Considering it was like, what, a $200 million film?
Yeah, but like you said, it's doing really well the rest of the world, right?
Yeah, rest of the world. It opened internationally, and it crushed the box office on the other side of the globe. So apparently, they're continuing it. Grace says that her kids are terrified of sharks. They think they live in every ounce of water. Oh, like, they don't want to go to the lake. Caddy.
The pool, man. I couldn't go into the pool because I thought there'd be a shark in there.
Yeah.
So scary.
Oh, man. Oh, they don't want to go to the lake because they think sharks will attack them there. Josiah wants to know if we happened to see Baby Metal last night. Josiah, why I got to bring that up?
Ugh. Guys, there comes a time in every man's life.
Oh, no.
Where they hear a sound and they feel like they can really, really just appreciate. It resonates inside your soul. I was waiting for Steve-O to show up last night at the amphitheater.
He was.
One of my favorite bands was playing. They're called Baby Metal. They're from Japan, and they're amazing. I could only hear it. I couldn't see it.
My fault.
Yep.
I showed up late.
We didn't make it in time.
I showed up late. Open up. I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember how we got in there. Oh, that's right. Because I was on the guest list and you were my plus one. How's it feel? Roles have reversed, buddy.
Yeah, they have. I appreciate that.
I took you to Korn.
Yeah.
We did get a picture next to the new Edge van. That was cool.
Did you post that?
No.
Send that to me so I can post it.
Okay.
I have no idea what they're saying.
But we did get to meet their parents.
Yeah, they were in the mosh pit.
They were in the pit. Baby Metal's parents. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're fun, guys. They're a lot of fun.
Okay. Moving on to some sad news. The dude who won an Oscar for directing Rocky is dead. Director John Avildsen. He died of pancreatic cancer on Friday at the age of 81. Dude, check this out. He won an Academy Award for directing Rocky. He also directed the first three Karate Kid movies.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
Other credits, Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman.
Wow.
Joe with Susan Sarandon. Save the Tiger with Jack Lemmon. I should have stopped at Lean on Me.
Yeah.
And Rocky V.
Oh, really?
Which actually is easily the worst Rocky movie of all of them.
I loved all of them.
I don't know. I mean, Sylvester Stallone said, quote,
I owe just about everything you've done to the better. Nobody's a better.
Which is pretty cool. Ralph Macchio said, his earlier films, Rocky and Save the Tiger, helped influence my adolescence. He will be missed.
Oh, that's sad.
Agent!
Oh.
I love you.
Love that scene. It's one of the greatest scenes of all time.
Why are we watching the end of Rocky?
Ladies,
I love you, Rocky!
Ladies, always, always just allow your husbands to do whatever they want. That's the message of Rocky.
What? Yeah. Okay.
Go watch it, man.
All right. Remember the storm I said, I saw the Tupac movie yesterday, actually. Choked up a couple times, dudes. I loved it. Huh. That's cool. That dude looks like Tupac. Yeah. It might actually be Tupac. What if it was? People don't think he's dead. It was like, I'm going to fake my death. And then 20 years later, I'm going to be in my own movie.
Yeah.
Cool, man. It's called Poetic Justice 2.
Yeah?
No.
Okay.
People are using Coca-Cola as something new, and it's starting to freak me out. You ever heard of this new tanning oil line called Coca-Cola?
What?
Yeah. This is weird. This is just stupid. It's a new trend. People who don't have tanning oil, they improvise by putting Coca-Cola all over their bodies.
What?
Before they go out into the sun.
Have you ever, is it like basting a turkey with Coca-Cola?
Oh,
you ever
I've
heard
never,
of doing that?
No.
Yeah, a lot of people will put like Coke. Like they'll stick, they'll cut a hole in a soda can of a Coca-Cola can.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll keep the soda in there, and then they'll shove that into the turkey.
Oh, wow.
And it's supposed to give it a beautiful
base. Well, now that I've got a smoker, Maybe I'll
try it, man.
I remember the, like the little chicken things, and you shoved the can in the chicken or whatever. Here's the thing, though. People are saying that the caramel color in the Coke helps bronze them up real good and real quick. Unfortunately, this is the worst idea. Coke contains a lot of chemicals, and none of them provide any SPF protection. So you're just accelerating the chance of burning your skin and or developing skin cancer.
Oof.
No joke. Don't use Coca-Cola.
Oof.
I get it. Everybody's like, but I want to look like our president. I love our president. Turn me a nice shade of orange. Coca-Cola, yes. Mm. No, absolutely not. One of the greatest bands in rock and roll history released what is arguably, nay, what is the greatest album of all time 20 years ago. To celebrate the 20th anniversary of their debut album, self-titled Third Eye Blind. No joke, favorite album of all time.
So good.
They made a website to recreate your 1997 era bedroom. Have you done this?
No, I haven't.
They actually re-released the record too with like demos.
Were they good?
Here's the crazy thing. You hear, I mean, it's actually this song, Semi-Charmed Life. They released the demo version of Semi-Charmed Life, and it is totally...
Is it different?
Very different.
Really?
Yeah. You're going, wow, man, that got really polished.
Isn't that weird how a lot of those bands, before they get the record deal, like, they'll have those singles, and then they'll sign a deal, and then all these, like, record, like, producer guys come in and go, we need to change
this. Let's change this up a bit. Yeah, because Semi-Charmed Life, it was like... garage band demo version, and kudos to the person that heard that and said, I'm signing this band. Because if we got that here...
Really? It's just like some kind of terrible local band?
Yeah, it's like this local band. Huh. I'm like, this is amazing. First of all, shout out to them for even releasing them, you know?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, man, it's you know, their another band, demos.
Another band that's like that, that was like that, is Linkin Park.
Yes!
I used to own their demos.
You should have kept it for
and
a couple more
years.
And I
actually got almost in trouble by the band because I got them autographed, and they were upset that I had them because it had In the End and Crawling and like four or five of their big hits, and they sounded completely different.
Yeah.
They changed so much when they got the record deal.
It's so funny how that happens. But yeah, you can hear it now. They re-released the 20th anniversary. There's like tracks that were never released, like kind of B-sides that were from that recording sessions, which is, they're fantastic. And yeah, you can hear all their demos.
I'm going to have to check that out.
It's pretty interesting. So if you go to thirdeyeblindanniversary.com, you're greeted with a faux AOL instant messenger, that encourages you to click through the room to unlock special treats. Which is pretty hilarious. It's like Myst. And yeah, you can roll through basically a 1998 era bedroom.
Yep. Just smells like incense. That bedroom does.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Except that was 91 and just a couple years before.
I'm kind of bummed. I was hoping that those tracks that they released were actually like really good legit produced tracks that they just never released.
There's two.
Oh, there's
actually
two of those? Okay.
Yeah. So
they don't sound bad.
All Right, Caroline and Scattered are two songs that were part of that recording session that they did master that just didn't make the album. And then they have demos for five other songs. Yeah, man.
I need to play these.
Including Semi-Charmed Life.
I mean, I don't know. That's
yeah, which ones did you say?
If you go down to Scattered and All Right, Caroline.
Yeah. Let's just play this real quick and see what happens. Okay.
I don't know. That's really, you can if you want, but
it's not letting me play.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not meant to be.
That's okay. That's okay. We don't need to play that right now.
We can just wait for it.
Dude, here's some really, really, really good news. UFC Hall of Famer Matt Hughes, was in a crazy accident. And driving, he was, the pickup truck he was driving collided with a train, airlifted to a hospital. He was unconscious. They finally got him stabilized, but no movement, nothing. Well, looks like he's progressing very, very well just 24 hours after his truck collided with the train. He's awake, squeezing hands, but he hasn't opened his eyes yet.
Oh, my gosh.
This according to Monty Cox, his longtime manager. His accident occurred at approximately 10:45 a.m. local time on Friday when his pickup truck approached a railroad-grade crossing marked with crossbucks. He crossed the railroad tracks directly in front of a train, and it hit the passenger side of the truck. I don't know,
how can
man.
You not see a train coming?
I don't know. Unfortunately, he suffered head trauma in the accident. He's been stabilized. They're continuing to help him recover. It's definitely good news to hear that he's improved to the point of being awake and squeezing hands, because as of Friday, it was not good news. I was always a huge fan of Matt Hughes.
Oh, he's one of the greats.
Right? And he always seemed like a gentle dude, like a really kind guy.
Right. Ugh. Yeah, I wonder, I'm sure, with the information that you just gave us, that sounds like he did it on purpose.
Yeah. It's weird.
You know, goes back to the whole concussion talk. It really does. I mean, these guys get hit in the head over and over and over again.
That's true. So maybe he didn't see it. Could it be that there was
blind
spot?
It could be.
Hit him on the passenger side. Maybe he didn't see it coming from the right. Maybe it was like around a bend. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, I just heard about this yesterday, and I was in shock.
I feel like if there's a train, you would think if you were able to cross, it'd be the like ding, 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 ding.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think that he was doing it on purpose. I don't know that for sure. That's weird, right?
Yeah.
You get hit by a train.
It was marked with crossbucks, but it doesn't say anything. He crossed the railroad tracks directly in front of a train. Man. Sad news coming from the UFC. Former UFC heavyweight Tim Hague died this last weekend following a knockout loss in a boxing bout on Friday in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. He was knocked out by Adam Braidwood in the second round after being knocked down several times. As he fell to the ground, his head violently bounced off the canvas. He did regain consciousness and was transported to a hospital after being evaluated. Placed in ICU, underwent surgery to relieve pressure surrounding the brain. Jeez. On Saturday, it was reported that he was on life support and brain dead. And on Sunday, his family confirmed his death.
Wow.
He was 34 years old.
Oh.
Reason number 147 why the Jeter boys will not take part in MMA.
What about grappling?
See, they get so stoked.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
wrestling, as long as there's no, getting hit in the head.
Yeah, but I mean, you could still, there's still accidents when it comes to wrestling.
Yeah, sure, but if, come on.
You get him in a submission, you choke somebody out, unconscious for a certain amount of time, no oxygen, freak accident. Oh no, gone. You never know.
You never know. You're right.
Of course, baseball's no better, honestly, because Matt Shoemaker, pitcher for the Angels, huge fan. He took a fastball to the head.
Ugh.
Like he
what happened to that guy?
Threw a pitch and it rifled straight back at him. You know, the batter hit the ball straight at him and it bounced off his head. He was not wearing a batting helmet, obviously, because he was the pitcher. So, gosh. I mean, yeah.
That's sad.
He is alive. He is with us. He actually recently just wrote an article about that accident.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. 585 Live, if you want to text into the show. We're on Facebook Live. Go there. You can watch and listen to the show. When we come back, a guy who was so desperate to get away from his wife, he did the unthinkable. Also, Michael Phelps in the news. He's going to be doing something with great white sharks. And you don't want to miss Steve-O and his amazing Father's Day gift. Good morning.
We'll talk about it.
We'll be right back. That's the latest from Floor, Restless Soul. It's Star 88. It's one of my favorite records right now. Hey, guys. How are you? Dex and Steve-O, 7-Eleven. Can you hear me?
Somewhat. Sorry. Hi, today from 98 Degrees.
Traffic.
Unfortunately, I have an accident to report this morning. The left lane is blocked, I-25 North at Avenida de Cesar Chavez. Again, I-25 North at Avenida de Cesar Chavez. The left lane is blocked, and it's jamming everything up. Somehow on both sides of I-25. Probably because everybody wants to see what the haps is. Other than that, everything else is clear. But again, I-25 North and southbound, just south of the Big Eye, is pretty jammed up. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Speaking of accidents, man, did you see the car here at Calvary? It just got demolished for Father's Day. Apparently, they had a sweet little deal where you could, if you're a dad, you could grab a sledgehammer and bash in a sweet Dodge Stratus. That's what kind of car it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty
Stratus.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Just take out all your anger and aggression on this Dodge Stratus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, guys, we love to just break things, right? It's like in our DNA. I mean that in a good way, not in a bad way. Am I right or am I right?
I mean...
Before we move on, let me talk about this guy. This guy, he probably needed to spend some time with that car and sledgehammer this weekend because, well, he's in jail. And he wants to be there. That's the thing. Lawrence Ripple. Let me tell you a story about Lawrence Ripple. He's 71 years old. Well, Lawrence Ripple decided, I'm going to rob a bank, and then I'm just going to sit down in the lobby and wait for the cops to arrest me. Why do you think Mr. Ripple would want to get arrested and go and spend some time in jail? Well, apparently he wanted to get away from his wife.
Okay.
Yeah, once he was in custody, Mr. Ripple explained that he wanted to go to jail because it was better than living with his wife. He actually wrote the robbery note in front of her before he left the house to hammer at home how miserable she made him. But his entire plan just backfired big time because on Tuesday, a federal judge sentenced him to 50 hours of community service and 6 months of house arrest.
Never surrender.
Okay. Yeah! Man, that backfired, Mr. Ripple. The judge gave him 6 months of house arrest. Oh,
guys, this is why we talk about, you know, just being truthful, man. If you're in a situation, you just got to be real. Just be real, man. Talk it out.
Steve-O, he could have gotten 3 years of just beautiful jail time.
Okay.
Apparently, Mr. Ripple's never been in trouble before.
Oh, poor dude.
He told the judge he wasn't himself that day and was depressed after a recent quadruple bypass surgery. His wife was in court with him on Tuesday, so apparently they worked things out. But if they haven't, the next 6 months might be a little rough for Mr. Ripple. You know, I think of two verses. Proverbs 21:19. Better to live in a desert and with a quarrelsome and nagging wife.
Okay.
And let's move down to Proverbs 21:9. It is better to live in a corner of a roof than in a house shared with a contentious woman.
Okay.
So true, guys. If you're married, you know what Mr. Ripple was dealing with.
Okay. What? No.
You have felt it. You wanted to go to jail. You
poor
were like,
dude.
It would be better in jail with all of these dangerous people than to spend one more second at home.
Wow.
Hey, man, just being truthful. It can be tough.
It can be.
can be tough.
Don't necessarily know if it's like, hey, I should go to prison. Tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
585 Live. You can text in 585-5483. We're on Facebook Live as well. Go there and watch, listen to the show. Hit that share button if you get a chance. What's everybody saying on this Monday?
Mostly just good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jessica. Jay wants us to wake up.
I'm awake.
Yeah.
I'm awake. We went to Corn last night. Man. We went to Corn and Stone Sour.
Can't say that.
Why?
Because one gentleman is not happy that we've referenced it. Which is interesting because Brian Head Welch, the guitar player for Corn, actually taught yesterday here locally in Albuquerque at New Life City. Solid believer. And was out ministering to people in the crowd yesterday along with Fieldy, the bass player for Corn. You know, the secular rock band. It's just bad. But had a fun night, man. We were watching videos. It was hilarious. I had a good time with you, man.
I had such a great time with you.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
We can't hear anything.
We really can't.
We are completely deaf.
Seriously.
We're so
Everything
old.
Is muted. I don't know what to do.
We are so old, guys.
We really are.
But it was such a great time. We got to hang out with some Starmy members. I got to run into some more people that still think that I'm either on the edge
which was great.
That I haven't been doing radio now for a couple years, which is so weird to
Maybe that's part of the mission. Maybe that's why we go out to all of those shows so people can see you and then realize that you do have, you know, the best morning show in town.
Well, you know.
You know, if I may say so. I love standing next to you every time somebody came up and they were like, oh, man, I love your new show. You and that other guy. Oh, so funny.
That was a little awkward. And then it was.
Little other guy.
Well, this is the other guy.
This is the other guy. Hi. My name is Steve-O and I have a heart. Thanks for calling me the other guy. Nah, I don't care. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, man.
That was good.
Shout out to our buddy Brian, who cuts. He's a barber.
Yeah, man.
We ran into him.
That was cool. That was really cool.
Yeah. Going back to, you know, what Steve-O and this listener, they're kind of going back and forth.
We're not
going
back
and forth. A little bit. I mean, it's like a friendly debate, would you say? I mean, it's, right?
Sure.
A little friendly debate about Christian music.
Yeah.
And you guys have been going at it now for
Which is
a few
funny.
Days
Did
now.
You know that K-Lite, K-L-Y-T, our station is actually the oldest Christian format radio station in the entire.
Really?
Yeah. Not just the nation, but the globe.
So what is, you know, dealing with that matter, I always wonder what, well, I mean, I don't wonder because, I mean, you either agree or disagree with this. But, you know, for a lot of years, for I guess almost 18 years, I was morning personality at 104.1 The Edge.
Yeah, man.
And a believer.
Yeah.
On a rock alternative station. And
I
a
love
lot
that.
Of Christians would think that that was wrong.
Dude, whatever, man. Last night, we got to go to the show and met some amazing people. One of said people going through some stuff and came up and was like, dude, going through some things. Divorce right now. Heavy. Don't know how I'd get through. Listen to you guys every day.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Please pray for me.
Yeah,
so
that's what
star me out there.
Right
yeah,
there.
Be praying for our bro that we met last night. I'm going to keep his name out of it. But, yeah. People going through life, people going through things, and to be able to hang out and to hear people, man, it was just freeing. I loved everything about it. I love the show. It was a fun show. Got to talk with a couple different people and Pastor Allen there last night. I hadn't seen him in, 15 years, something crazy like that.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool, man. So
I think we just have to be so careful because... I know it's because you were raised a certain way. And if your mom and dad or whoever it is telling you that it's wrong to work at, you know, a secular place, you know, if you're a Christian, I get it. I understand if your family and friends are telling you that, why you would believe it. But I feel like it's our opportunity. It's everybody's duty to out there and read the word of God for themselves
and shine a light in the dark, man.
Shine a light in the dark, but also just remember, like, just you got to go out for yourself and find out the truth.
Yeah,
you know, I had to do it. Steve had to do it. We all had to do it.
Yeah,
we both grew up in the church.
Yeah,
and there was a point in my life where I had to, I had to take a step back and go, wait a second. Why do I believe this? Is it just because I was raised in the church?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm brainwashed right now. I mean, that's a possibility, right? Because we see it all the time. We see cults out there. We see other forms of even people that call themselves Christians. Yeah. Take it to that other level that is just completely different from what the Word of God says. And so it's so important for us to go out there and really seek God for ourselves and find out the truth.
Yeah.
So if you're listening out there, just listen. Any questions you guys might have, we're always here for you.
Yeah, we are.
You know, please hit us up. We'll walk through it with you. Because we've been there.
Yeah, we have.
And so has Jay-Z. I said that because he had a picture of Jay-Z, a story up about Jay-Z. He's going through it. He just had twins.
He did just have twins, and he had the raddest Father's Day ever, man. Which, by the way, happy belated Father's Day to all the dads out there. Somebody chimed in on the live line this morning saying that very thing. Morning, boys. Happy belated Father's Day.
Thank you.
Happy belated Father's Day to all the dads. Also, shout out to my husband, Wade. Not my husband. That's what a member of the Starmy said. I'm not married to Wade. But apparently this member of the Starmy is for 18 years now. 18th anniversary. Congratulations. Yeah! That's awesome. Amazing.
Good stuff.
So yeah, yesterday was Father's Day, and Jay-Z, apparently, he had a pretty dope Father's Day, man. He welcomed twins with his wife, Beyonce. And in an effort to give back, he did something pretty fantastic on Father's Day. Or so some would say. He actually celebrated by bailing fathers out of jail so they could have an opportunity to spend the day with their children.
What?
Yeah, right? So you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What?
What kind of fathers, though? I mean, what kind of criminals are we talking about?
Exactly, right? So he actually penned an op-ed for Time Magazine writing that he was inspired by fundraising efforts of Southerners on New Ground and Color of Change. They're two organizations that bailed out over 100 mothers on Mother's Day. So he wanted to donate to these organizations to bail out fathers on Father's Day. And then he went on to explain the plan and why. Because it was about America's bail bond industry. He said, if you're from neighborhoods like the Brooklyn one I grew up in, if you're unable to, afford a private attorney, then you can be disappeared into the jail system because you can't afford bail.
Yeah.
Millions of people are separated from their families for months at a time, not because they're convicted of committing a crime, but because they are accused of committing a crime. And a lot of those sit there for months, and then are found innocent, but because they couldn't afford the bail,
yeah,
innocent people just taking up space.
Man.
And so he wrote an essay in Time Magazine about a 16-year-old who spent 3 years on Rikers Island without ever being convicted of a crime.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So he's basically said he's become obsessed with the injustice of the profitable bail bond industry. And so this 16-year-old student from the Bronx spent 3 years in Rikers without being convicted of anything. Man. He was accused of stealing a backpack.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Did he have a family?
No, he kind of ended up in this purgatory before it ever even went to trial. He spent 3 years in solitary confinement on Rikers.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Solitary confinement.
Which obviously did pretty irreversible damage, and he died at age 22.
Oh.
Yeah. On any given day, this according to Jay-Z, on any given day, over 400,000 people convicted of no crime are held in jail because they can't afford to buy their freedom. And so, yeah, that's what he did for Father's Day. Decided, hey,
that's
man.
Incredible.
I'm going to bail out these fathers who aren't convicted, who are just kind of in a holding pattern.
Yeah.
Who, you know, could be innocent. Yeah.
I love everything about that.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? He said, we can't fix our broken criminal justice system until we take on the exploitative bail industry. So he, yeah.
He wrote
a pretty powerful essay.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Man.
See, I love hearing about that stuff. You know, celebrities that have lots of money, you know, just
doing something
to make a difference in the world.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
other people's lives.
It helps that his wife is the queen of the Illuminati. So,
well,
obviously,
sure.
They have a lot of money. A lot of money.
We'll send you the YouTube video, guys. It's really, really good.
We're kidding. Oh, man.
We're just
incredible.
Kidding.
Obviously.
All right. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talked to Steve-O about his Father's Day because he got a pretty cool gift.
Man, or did I? Or did I?
Also, we'll track down my dad. Excuse me, our dad.
Okay.
I told Steve-O my dad could be his dad.
I don't want your dad, man.
You do, because every time I bring up my dad, you always give me a guilt trip about how your dad left you when you were six.
Okay, he didn't leave me.
He's with Jesus.
He left everyone. No. Like,
it's true. 585 Live if you want to text into the show. 585-5483. We're on Facebook Live, Star 88 FM. Go like us if you haven't. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Bill Cosby gets a mistrial in a sexual assault case after a deadlocked jury.
The U.S. Navy says several bodies of missing American sailors have been found after a collision between a Navy destroyer and a huge cargo ship in the sea off Japan.
A heat wave grips the southwestern U.S.
Shots fired on California's busy Bay Bridge.
As the U.S. military considers sending more American troops to Afghanistan, the Taliban is continuing its campaign of attacks on security forces around the country.
They started movies and television shows for decades, including the comedy hit Animal House in 1978.
Now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder. Actor Stephen Furst has died. He was 63.
A bomb rocked one of the busiest shopping centers in Colombia's capital Saturday.
A roadside explosive near Cairo.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise was upgraded from critical to serious condition.
The death toll climbing in Portugal from an out-of-control wildfire.
Talk to me, girl.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't know the mic was on. It is Monday. Dex and Steve-O, 7:34.
High today of 98 degrees. Traffic! Well, that accident is not getting any better. I-25 North at Avenida de Cesar Chavez. That's exit 223. The left lane is blocked. Again, there's an accident. The left lane blocked I-25 North at Avenida de Cesar Chavez. Well, remember I said I-25 South was jammed up? Not just because everybody's staring at the accident. The left lane is blocked I-25 South at Lead, exit 224. Accidents galore on I-25 North and South, just south of the Big Eye. So, yeah, it's pretty backed up. Both directions, stay away. Happy Monday, everybody. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Welcome to the show, everybody. Ready to kick off a brand new week. 585 Live, if you want to text in. We're on Facebook Live as well. Go watch and listen to the show. We'll try to track down my dad here in a little bit. Didn't get a chance to talk to him because we were off on Friday.
You know, you could actually call him
on Father's Day. No. No. Gotta keep it real.
Okay.
On the radio.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we'll do that here shortly. Talk about your Father's Day.
Oh, man.
Because I was watching. A lot of people were watching on Facebook Live all the greatness and drama.
Social media is hilarious because everybody sees like the happy, fun, whatever. And I tried to make the best of the situation because... for Father's Day, my wife got me a smoker. Now, first off, that's a big gift.
Yeah, a smoker?
It's giant.
That's a huge gift.
So she told me on Saturday, do you want to go with me to get your gift? And I'm like, no, I don't want to go. Why would I go with you? No, I don't want to go with you to get my gift.
Did you say I want it wrapped?
No, well, she said, I'll get somebody there to help me. I'm like, get somebody there to help you. And then in that instant, I'm not even kidding. That in that moment, I knew. She's getting me a smoker.
Really?
Yep. Like, I just knew. Because in my brain, there were two things that I thought, oh, this is what she's getting me. I'm not going to say the other one. I already said the other one at home. Got in trouble.
Which one would you have preferred? The smoker or the other gift?
I don't know. Yeah. The smoker, obviously.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on.
Obviously.
So you get a smoker.
So we get a smoker. She brings it home. And I'm excited.
I was excited for you.
You were.
Every man on Facebook Live was excited for
everybody, you. Everybody was so excited for my gift. So I pull it out, and I'm like, well, I gotta move some stuff around in the backyard. So immediate project of moving around dirt and like trying to make an area, because I already had an area with pavers for my grill. So now I'm like, okay, well, I'll just put it next to the grill. Thankfully, I had I had extra pavers laying around.
Wow, this is turning into a
project.
This is gonna ruin your Father's Day.
So I get the backyard, I get it situated with pavers, and I get it all leveled out, and thinking this will be the supreme spot for this smoker.
Sure.
And I pull it out, and of course, you know, you pull everything out, and it's just like this giant. Okay, and I gotta start putting everything together. And as I start putting it together, I notice it's damaged.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that the worst?
The front of the smoker, it looks like somebody took a sledgehammer and just bashed it in.
You've got to be kidding me.
And I'm like, I didn't notice that in the box.
Well, at least you didn't put it together and then all of a sudden you didn't have a part.
Yeah, but I mean, I pulled everything out, and it's not like it's light. It's pretty heavy, and it's me and the Jeter boys trying to do this, you know? So I'm like, sorry, Jeter boys, we're going to have to somehow try and get this back in the box. Oh. It's huge. And it's not fitting in the box. We got to get it back to Lowe's, where my wife bought it.
Ugh. Did you tell Chrissy to take it back?
Everybody try and get in the car. I guess we're going to take it back.
You just say, Chrissy, I need you to take this back.
Dude.
It's Father's Day. You can do what you want. It's like your day.
Okay. Except it was Saturday. It was the day before.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, all right, I've already wasted I've already prepared. I've already spent the last hour or so in the backyard getting the area ready.
Yeah.
So I put everything back as best I could. We get it in the box. We get it back to Lowe's. And I tell them the situation. I'm like, man, we were just here like an hour and a half ago. My wife got this for me for Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Look at this thing. And they're like, oh, man, we're so sorry. All right. Let me check the system. Oh, we have one more in stock. And I'm like, oh, thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So we go over there, and a guy helps us. We get the other one down. And he's like, so what happened? And I'm like telling him the story. And the box looks damaged. Like, there's a big puncture wound in the box. And I'm like, can we just pop this open here at the store?
Mm-hmm.
I want to get all the way home. This thing's heavy. They're not light. Pull everything out of the box. And we check the casing. All right, everything
looks
good.
Looks
okay.
Beautiful. All right, we're good to go.
Pop it back in. All right, get everything back in the box. My favorite part of this one was we're trying to walk out, and I've got the receipt in my back pocket, but I'm carrying this really heavy smoker.
Oh.
And they stop me at the door, and they're like, receipt? And I'm like, I just exchanged this. Like, I was literally just at that desk.
That is ridiculous.
You saw me. Sorry, sir, I'm going to need your receipt. I'm like,
gotta have the receipt, man.
So we're trying to like, okay, let's try and get to the back pocket. Okay, you know what? We're going to have to put this down. I can't. I'm sorry. Put it down. So they checked the receipt. Okay, we're good to go. All right. Get all the way home.
Oof, it's a long drive.
Yeah. At this point, we're a solid 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Into maybe 3 into the day. And we pull it out, and I start setting everything up, and I grab the plier, because you got to get the cutter.
Sure.
Boom. We're cutting everything open.
Sure.
And I pop open the big grate, and the front door's fine. But the bracket mounts on either side that's, you know, supposed to hold up the trays inside the smoker are broken off.
You gotta be kidding me.
Broken off.
Are you kidding me?
So I call Lowe's, and I'm like, hey, man, I could solder these things back on myself.
Sure you
but
could.
The principle is that I just need some help, bro. Been to the store twice today already. Broken smokers. Brokers. What do I do? And they're like, I mean, you can return it. There are a few options.
I'm just like,
man, this thing is so heavy.
Ugh.
All right, kids.
You got to be kidding me.
And at this point,
why help?
Are like, can't we just stay home? I'm like, no, you can't just stay home.
In the car now.
Get in the car.
I need help.
We got to go back to Lowe's again. And everybody, like, now we're to like a hungry point.
Oh my god.
Like a hangry. We haven't eaten, but
sure.
I'm like, no. Dad, we're taking care of that.
We have to finish the race.
It's the principal. Well, it's not damaged that badly. Look, you can still put three shelves up. I'm like, Jack,
oh my gosh,
get in the car.
What are you teaching your kids?
So they get in the car. Everybody gets in the car. We go back to Lowe's.
Ugh.
Well, Lowe's doesn't have another one.
You got to be
because
kidding me.
Because they only had two.
That's right.
And both of them are damaged.
That's right.
And so the manager's like, man, I'm really sorry about this. I'm like, oh, it's cool. Third time today.
No, it's not cool.
It's not their fault. That's what I kept thinking in my brain. Lord, help me.
Sure.
And I just kept hearing, it's not Lowe's fault.
You're the customer.
It's yeah, I know, but the box.
Customer's always
like
right.
That one wasn't even damaged on the outside. That's like
not
manufacturer. So if anything, it's Charbroil's fault for making a faulty smoker.
Fault.
So they're like, how about we give you the floor model?
Oh, God.
It's already built.
Ugh.
It's already set up.
It is already built.
And I'm looking at this thing, and it's just got
people
dust
have been
all over
it, though.
It. Right.
Guys
and
have
I'm
been
thinking,
crawling inside of it, trying to make sure
nasty.
You know what it's like in there.
Okay, literally no one crawls
probably
inside
people
the smoker.
Throwing garbage in there.
Literally no one crawls
probably
inside the
people
smoker.
That work, you know, the after-hours shift, the stalkers, they probably already used it. They probably use it. They probably smoke meat in there all the time.
Yeah.
But it's broke in, so that's a good thing.
Okay. So the manager's like, I'm sorry for your trouble. We'll give you the display model. And call it. That should be good, right? And Jack goes, yeah, that's good. And I lost it. I felt so bad.
Because, yeah, in theory, Jack, you're right.
Because Jack's
great.
Just excited.
You don't have to put
he's
it together.
He's 13. You don't have to put it together.
Sure.
And he's stoked. And I'm like, I said, no.
Yeah.
No, we're not good.
Yeah, the floor
this
model.
This is the third trip today,
the
man.
The floor model's the broke model.
And it's like, it looks good to me. And Jack goes, yeah, it looks good to me. And I said, Jack. And they're, granted, they were like minor dings and like scratches on it. I'm like, this thing's scratched up. It's the floor model. And he looks at me and he goes, I'll tell you what.
2% off.
I'll give you 10%
off.
Oh, my
gosh. 10%?
And I was so defeated, just tired and defeated at the point. I was like, you know what? Man, I kind of just don't want a smoker, man. I want that Apple Watch.
I would have gave up. Oh, you wanted an Apple Watch? That was the other gift?
So I put the smoker... Put the smoker on the tray. I was like, we're just taking the stupid smoker. And I'm going to smoke everything for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
wait,
you are.
That doesn't sound... Okay. So I go to the return station, and the guy's like, dude, I'm so sorry. You're back again? And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, bro.
You should be sorry, sir.
And I say, manager was just back there. He told me I could have the floor model, and he'll give me a whole 10% off. And I said it kind of like that.
Oh.
And I said, did they say 10%? I said, yeah. But you can give me 20 if you'd like.
Yeah?
And he said...
Did he chuckle at you?
He laughed, and then he said, I'll give you 20.
Oh, really?
Woo!
All right. 20's good, right?
And then I looked at Jack, and I said, that's how you do! I won the day!
You probably could have gotten 30.
Put this in the car!
You should have kept
got
going.
A discount! I felt like
you got the floor model, man. You should have got at least half off.
Whatever, it was totally fine. Half off
because
it was the floor model.
It's a floor model. How long has the floor model
together.
Been out there?
I don't. Who cares?
Probably been out there since last year.
It's a smoker.
Oof.
So, anyways, got it home, got it all ready. Had to, you know, you oil it up and get it all fiery and whatever.
Sure.
But dude, it's cool. So I made the video. I made the videos yesterday.
Oh well, you know what? I actually have. All of the videos right here.
Okay.
We're about to smoke some meat for Father's Day.
No!
All right, so this needs to go into the bowl and all around. Oh, man. Now we got to let this smoke for 30 minutes to get the appropriate temperatures ready. Boom. Ignited. We'll see this bad boy in 30 minutes.
You sound so professional.
Thanks,
when it comes to
thanks, buddy.
Smokers. I didn't know that you knew all of this. I mean, you are like a professional dad.
These are our mesquite and Jack Daniel wood chips.
You can't say now, Jack Daniel wood chips.
No whiskey in it, so it's going to be okay that he drinks that. This is our...
Did you just tell your... What?
5-pound brisket that we rubbed and maintained. You have to make sure it gets to room temperature before you...
Chrissy watches a lot of those stupid cooking channel shows.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm prepared. Chopped, I'm coming for you.
It's time for brisket.
Boom. ignited.
We gotta get to 195 degrees. It's been slow cooking for.
Which, by the way, 165, not 195.
Okay. I went 165. Yeah, everybody was like 195.
But you know what? I'm telling you right now, literally every single site I went to, like I looked at 195, they all say.
It's because of the elevation.
And I did 165. Yeah, that's actually probably it because I did 165. It got up to 175 because you wrap it in foil afterwards and it kind of.
Was it juicy and moist?
It was all right. And I was kind of dry. You can get those. Well, kind of like a baster.
Yeah, kind of. Like a baster.
Yeah, I wish I'd done that. Because you can infuse it. That's what it is. With, and
you gotta infuse, man.
6.5 hours. Not done yet. Right. Hopefully.
Before we get into this part of the Facebook Live. So
he
was texting me saying, hey, Korn, we can go. And I'm like, yes, I'm so excited. We're going to go to Korn.
I said right away, no.
And then you go, but my brisket's still in the
I
smoker.
I put it in at 11 a.m.
And so it should be done in like an hour. But yeah, it shouldn't be any longer. Well, okay. An hour? That's funny.
This is it, man. We've been smoking this thing since 11 a.m. Thank you, Brody. And it is now 6 o'clock. 7 hours.
Yep.
160. I'm sitting here watching the Facebook Live like, this thing better be done. Because if it's not, I didn't want to miss baby metal.
Yeah. Yes.
Boom. Ignited.
Look at that. Oh, fun.
I love to say that.
I'm currently cutting this brisket. It's too perfect not to brag on. So, we went ahead and did it for 7 hours.
Boom.
By the way, you want to cut against the grain? We've got about 4.5 pounds of brisket, so if anybody's interested, my address is 721. No? Okay. All right. Cameraman shaking their head no. So I guess that's the end of it. Until next time.
Boom. Ignited.
That was great. Go to Steve-O's Facebook page to watch all of the action. He did a great job.
I had to turn it into fun for especially my 13-year-old.
I loved how you got them involved. That was really cool.
That was seriously what it was about for Father's Day. It was like Saturday was on. Like if I'm being completely honest, guys, it was a train wreck of a day. It was a long day. I may have let some words slip out that don't slip out. I was very frustrated. We're trying to put stuff together. I jammed my thumb. Ugh. Like I just had a really frustrating bad Saturday, and it was like I gotta do better than this. So I made sure that yesterday was fun for the Jeter boys.
Boom. Ignited.
That's my favorite. Somebody just chimed in and said that this story took as long as the brisket.
Thank you.
Thanks, Blake.
Boom.
Thanks, Blake. They actually said this story is 7 hours, and I made it funnier by saying.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, man.
So, thanks
well,
for helping me
you know,
out there.
I'm glad the smoker works. You guys had a great dinner as a family.
I'm excited to use it again in 6 months.
Boom.
No, you're going to use that all the time.
Oh, I better.
All of my friends and family that have smokers,
oh, man.
Like they constantly are smoking things.
Oh,
it's the best.
I just don't feel like
you put it. Just you know what? Before you leave in the morning, just go and put
yeah,
your
but
meat
you can't
in there.
Do that. I can't
sure
do that.
You can.
Because the reservoir with the water, I had to refill the water like every hour.
That's give the kids a chore.
Okay.
Brody, you go fill it up. Have Brody in charge of the meat.
Oh, man.
You know, you got three little ones, you know, Jack can be in charge of making sure, you know, your backyard doesn't burn down. Brody can fill it with water and Luke can, I don't know, what can Luke do?
I don't know.
Is there anything else you got to do?
I think my favorite part was, so we had these wood chips in there, right? Like
that's the best part.
Yeah. And at the end, I was like, I don't know what to do with these. I can't just throw them in the yard. I'll throw them in the chimney.
Boom.
Knighted. Threw them all in the chimney.
In the chimney?
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the chimney?
You know, the little like smoke fireplace thingy that we have in the backyard?
Oh.
It's like a little.
It's called the chimney?
I don't know. A neighbor gave it to us. Huh. Hey, do you guys want this? And I was like, no. Chrissy. Oh, fine.
Yeah.
So we have this chimney thingy that you're supposed to like make fires. But I realize I hate smoke.
Yeah.
Like I hate smelling like smoke. I hate bonfires. What am I doing?
But isn't a chimney, isn't that good if you don't like smoke because it goes through the chimney and
alleged.
Really? Because I had one of those.
It's like 3 feet tall. It's not grandiose.
The one we had was
gave it to us. Obviously, yeah. It couldn't be that expensive. So anyway, I threw all the wood chips in there. Didn't douse them or anything.
No.
Yeah. So last night we're at Corn, and all of a sudden I get a text from Chrissy, and it just says, and it's a photo of the chimenea with wood that is burning. It ignited.
Boom. Ignited.
Yeah. The wood that was left over in there. And there was a fire going in our backyard.
Beautiful.
So. Yeah.
More
bro, less pro.
That's good.
For sure.
That's good, man.
But it was fun. It was really fun getting the Jeter boys involved in that. Acting like I knew what I was doing when really I just Googled it 5 minutes before and read about it and was like, yeah, bro.
Right?
Yeah.
Speaking of Father's Day, you know who had a really bad Father's Day on Sunday? Our boy, Stephen Christian.
Oh, man.
Apparently, he was stuck here doing a show.
Yeah.
And he felt the need, because sometimes, you know, you and I, we sometimes will show up and do the show with him.
Oh, he called me.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah.
See, I didn't answer.
Oh, I felt so bad.
I'm glad I didn't answer, because he left me this voicemail.
Jack, hey, buddy, what are you doing? It's Father's Day. You're probably with your kids, hanging out and enjoying your time with them. But, you know, you're too busy to call me. That's all right. I get it. You know, here I am at the radio station on Sunday afternoon after I just, you know, led worship here at Calvary Albuquerque all morning. And okay. you can't answer the phone. That's fun. But thanks for your friendship. And that thing, I'm going to play you some King of Kaleidoscope. Because, you know, I know it's your favorite band, and, you know, we're friends.
That's not
but
my favorite.
You can't. Thanks, Dex. Everybody listen to The Morning Invasion. It's Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. They've got a webcam. It's pretty great fun, man. I'm not going to lie. It's my favorite morning show in Albuquerque, so everybody what? Should tune in. And if you miss any part of it, go to star88.fm.
Wow, he's really plugging
listen
us. In.
Or download the app and listen for free.
Really wow. You go.
King's Kaleidoscope, Bright kind. City. Come on,
oh,
man.
Stephen, Christian.
Yeah.
Just working on a Father's Day and promoting our show.
That's kind of him.
We love you, man.
Uh-huh.
Just sorry you know, couldn't hang out with us at Corn and stuff.
But thanks for your friendship. And that thing.
What is that thing?
Man, I don't know.
What is that?
Man, I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
That's that part.
Okay.
I actually answered the phone for him when he called me.
Yeah, well.
I was on the show yesterday.
Yeah. I was busy.
In the middle of, you know, doing my smoker videos, and I gotta be careful with that. It just doesn't sound right.
What, hashtag smoker video?
Hashtag smoker problems. Like that was. Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah, I love it. It's so good. Go to Steve O. Jeter's Facebook page to get in on all the action.
Yeah.
Answer that phone. That might be our broken friend. Good morning. Okay, good.
Okay. Well,
thank you for holding. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much.
585 Live if you want to text in, or you can go to Facebook Live. We're on there.
Somebody wanted to know what kind of meat I smoked yesterday. It was a 5-pound brisket. It was a flat brisket.
I love brisket.
Dude, it turned out really well.
Yeah. So what temperature do you think you are going to do next time? Are you going to go?
I think I need 150? To just infuse, like if I just get like an infuser and seriously like rock that thing with juices a couple times.
Yeah.
It's just a project. Like that, I literally babied that thing all day.
You'll get to be a pro at it, and you won't even, because it's almost like when you have your first baby, your first newborn.
But I just smelled like barbecue and smoke.
Beautiful. I wear that as a cologne every day.
You actually are wearing that as a cologne because you didn't shower after Corn last night.
I have this beautiful, beautiful cologne. It's called Mosh Pit. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Happy
hey.
Father's
hey,
Day.
Booty. Happy, well,
hey, Booty.
Happy Father's Day yesterday.
Yeah, so we're on baby watch, so we thought my baby was going to come yesterday.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so it was nerve-wracking, but I spent the day cleaning grout, so don't feel so bad.
Oof. Oof.
Oh. Cleaning grout.
Yeah, the ideal temperature for brisket, though, 135.
135?
Dude, wow. Here's what's crazy. There are so many different Man magazines.
It looked
that
pretty
I
dry
to.
When you cut it. I'm not
yeah.
going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, it was still juicy, but that's, yeah.
Yeah. Blow your mind with science, my friend.
135. Try that next time.
135, okay.
The internal temperature will raise to 165, and that's your ideal cooking for the meat.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right.
But anyway, I apologize ahead of time, guys. I can't make it in today, all right? Get on without me.
All right.
Let me get a hashtag set.
There you go, Booty. Right. Love you, man.
Goodbye.
That guy.
Thank you, Starmy. When we come back, we'll try to track my dad down up in Montana. We'll find out what Michael Phelps is doing with sharks.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Apparently Shark Week is kicking off.
I hope he's racing them because he's so fast in the water. I would watch that. That's the only thing
really?
I think I'll watch at this point for Shark Week because it's the same thing every year.
You're going to want to stick around for this next story.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Vinyl Theater, my fault. Star 88. Good morning. 8:07.
High today of 98 degrees. Well, it's looking like the accidents on both sides of I-25, north and south, near exit 224 and 223, respectively, have been cleared away. However, if you're traveling northbound as you approach the Big Eye on I-25, still looking a little congested because of it. There's an accident reported Central Avenue East at 90th Street. So it's kind of jamming up that area as well. Everything else looking clear. Paseo's looking good this morning. Big Eye's pretty clear right now. Okay. Traffic brought to you by For the Good, screen printing, live printing, graphic design, forthegood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM.
Yeah, go ahead and call that number real quick. My dad, he lives up in Montana. Lived there for over 40 years. My dad's basically Clint Eastwood.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
We'll call my mom and see if she can't track him down. It's Father's Day yesterday. It's a tradition that I always call him on the air. I don't call him in real life.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Mom.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. Is Dad around?
Yeah, hold on a second.
My dad.
Starting strong.
He is one of a kind.
Hello?
Dad?
Yeah.
It's your son.
Oh, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
It's your good son.
Oh, wow.
My forget son, huh?
No, your good son.
Oh, forget son.
Yeah, you know, the one that... It's never in trouble.
Oh.
I was never in trouble.
Was the good, no, was the you good got son. Your brother that's always in trouble.
Yeah, that guy. He is crazy.
Wow.
So, Dad, how you been? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You were the good kid.
I was a pretty good
kid. What about the adult? Because I feel like it's Monday, the day after Father's Day, and here we are having a conversation.
Yeah, well, Steve-O's giving me a hard time because I didn't actually call you on Father's Day, but the whole thing is it's a tradition that I call you on the radio.
Ah.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's face it, we usually talk about the weather when I call you in real life. So,
how is the weather in Montana?
It's snowing and blowing and icy and cold and...
Oof.
In June?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Are you... Look it up. Google it right now.
Are you being serious?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Is it really?
Well, yeah. You know, it's always... We get snow clear up into July.
That's true. That is true. But you made it sound like it was the dead of winter.
It is.
It's like the what? Revenant up there.
Seriously.
Fighting any bears?
That's one thing about it. It's no weather change from winter
Ugh.
To winter.
Yeah, it's awful, man.
Whereabouts?
Ennis, Montana.
Ennis? Okay.
Yeah. How far did you is that? Did you ever watch that, The Last Alaskan?
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing up there.
Well, kind of. I mean, Alaska is a little bit different than Montana. Just a little bit.
I mean, it says it's 54 today.
Man, that's a warm summer day.
Wait. That's the low. The high is 83 degrees. Am I looking at the right thing?
The high is 83 today.
Really?
And it says it's sunny.
Huh. Well, I'm leaving the house.
Oh, now I feel a lot better. I guess it's all.
Yeah. Are you in the bunker? Is that the problem? Are you down in the bunker with all the guns and all your food?
No, I'm not in the bunker right now.
Yeah.
We don't talk about the bunker.
Yeah, my dad doesn't like to talk about
the bunker. No, don't do it. I will say this. Friday, it's going to be pretty rainy up there in Montana. 60%. So you don't want to mess around with that. And it's going to be really cold. 62 degrees.
Wow, it's dipping down.
Your mother just swatted a big mosquito, and it splattered blood all over me.
Oh, okay. Wow, how big are they?
Size of birds out there.
Well, they tried to carry me away, but I weigh a little bit too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. So what have you been doing with
Never
your days,
going
to
Dad?
Montana. What have you been doing with your days? Because you're semi-retired.
Well, I try not to do anything. Just do nothing.
Obviously not check the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
I can't tell things. I can't tell my top secrets.
Ah.
Now we got
all my neighbors are they found frozen stiff and died.
Oh my God.
Wait, what? What happened? Your neighbor?
Yeah.
What happened?
My neighbor in the back froze to death.
What?
Glenn Reinhart.
Are you kidding me?
Bob Collier froze to death.
What?
Then Sonny Smith.
Yeah?
He froze to death. He froze too.
Oh my gosh. Why didn't you guys tell me? That's terrible.
I
you know
just
what?
Told you.
You guys don't tell us anything. You don't tell me anything. These are all people I grew up with. That's terrible.
Oh man.
What'd they do? How did they freeze to death? Are they drinking a little too much one night at the bar and didn't make it home?
No, usually they drink a lot because that's antifreeze and it keeps them from freezing.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Just took a turn.
Yeah, man, that's...
Well, they didn't. They were on the wagon and they froze to death.
On the wagon?
Yeah,
you guys don't have cars up there yet?
No, they don't have cars yet.
Oh, that's weird. You always talk about
horse
the junkyard. I just assumed that
horse
it meant
carriage.
Cars. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's cool. Montana's just a different place.
It is.
Different
it's the wild,
place.
Wild west, man.
That's cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. Do you carry your six shooter around everywhere you go, or is that just when you go to saloons?
I never tell people those things.
Okay, all right.
Guarantee you they're packing heat. Mom is. Dad is. Grandma Wilbur is. How's Grandma Wilbur doing?
Okay.
Yeah?
She forgot what day it is, too.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Yeah. All she does is sit there and stare and drools.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
This is terrible.
And then Mom says that I sit there and drool right after her.
Well, I'm...
Oh, man.
After this conversation.
And stare.
Yeah.
Into space.
This is going to be you. You know this, right?
Dad.
Oh, man.
You're only 74.
Well, she's, what is she, 100?
She's like, what, 80, I would say 87?
Yeah, 80, that's right. She's 87.
Something like that. Man, she's getting up there.
Yeah. Wow. She's kind of touched.
By an angel?
Well, she's got the first signs of Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyhow,
Dad, you need to get out of there. Just get out of the house. Dad, get out of the house. You sound awful right now.
No, you
sound like you haven't left the house in months.
That sounds lovely.
You thought it was still winter outside, and it's like 90 today.
I feel like he can help me with my smoker, because he seems like a man's man.
My dad, you still got your smoker, right?
Of course, I smoke everything.
Okay.
Everything.
I got a smoker for Father's Day, and I don't know the first thing about it. So I made a brisket yesterday, and I was told I needed to get it up to 195 internal temperature, and I got it to like 170.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Do you baste it at all throughout the process? Do you?
It's not a turkey.
Well, I mean
like you inject.
Do you inject any juice or anything in there?
Oh, you do turkey.
Well, I was going to do.
He did brisket.
I did flat brisket, yeah.
Can you do that? Do you inject any juices into a brisket, or you just keep it in there?
No. Let it so many hours.
Okay.
And 180 is perfect.
180 is perfect. Okay.
Yeah. What temperature did you get it up to?
It was like 170.
But he said it was a little dry.
It was a little dry. Yeah.
Well, that's smoking. You don't want to. You probably didn't have a lot of fat in it.
Yeah, and then you probably want to put the fat like top side up, right? Because I made the mistake. I had it down, and so it didn't. It was just dripping off.
Love the fat
instead of like melting into it. Yeah, that was my fault. First time ever, Dad. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll do better next time.
All you do is experiment.
Yep.
That's what I did. You know,
I mean, I experimented with smoking in high school a little bit, but it just didn't work out. So, you know, now that I'm an adult, different. Okay.
Hey, Dad, have you ever tried mountain lion before?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it because we have a friend on Facebook who offered us some mountain lion. And my first thought was that's just eating a cat.
Yeah.
Like you're just eating a cat.
Actually, they're pretty good eating.
Oh, well. I don't think I could ever do it because
you're going to because Sean
like
offered
eating,
that to me.
Eating
well,
a cat.
Can I tell you the story about Mom and I went over to what was his name?
Bill.
House for dinner, and we were having mountain lion.
No, I haven't heard this story.
And that was who Nick was that? Hey Beth, whose house did we go to have a mountain lion? Oh, Kadu.
Oh, Kadu.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we went over there, and I knew what we were eating. And we all sat down and started eating and everything, and I could hardly choke it down.
Oh,
Mom had three helpings.
I thought Mom did? I thought you said it was good.
Well, she doesn't. Well, it was just the idea of it.
Yeah. Because you knew.
Yeah.
Never had it.
Hey, you're eating cat.
I thought it was one of Mel's house cats.
Oh,
well, yeah, you might as well have been eating his house cat. That's exactly what
so
it is.
Weird.
It's like a bigger cat.
Actually, it's pretty good. It's kind of like pork.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought, too, when you said that.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a friend who has a bunch of mountain lion meat who said he was going to give me some to smoke.
Yeah, he keeps pushing it on us, and I'm like, no.
Nah, man, I'm going to smoke it. It's going to be good. Smoked cat.
It is
cat.
Good. It's very lean, though.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Hmm.
Not much fat on it, but so is lynx and bobcat. Very good eating.
Okay.
I just don't know about that. You still got that bobcat that, you know, became your guys' house cat?
What?
Yeah, it's true.
A what now?
The bobcat, remember, that you shot with your pellet gun because you thought it was going to eat your dogs?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Now he ended up being our house cat.
Yeah, big bobcat.
This is real life.
It's Montana life, guys.
You are, man, you're like the man on a buffalo.
I am. I'm
not
pretty much
you. Not you,
pretty much
your dad.
Man.
Your dad. You went to the big city.
He walks around in the house all the time.
I know he does. Yeah. Yeah.
So do you ever, you know, you obviously you're proud of old Joseph here because he made something of himself and he's like the big city boy.
Well.
But do you ever get a little disappointed because, you know, he's kind of lost his touch as far as being a man? You know,
what?
Like he sits on the couch and watches Netflix and probably wouldn't know how to grill.
My hands are very smooth.
Anything. Like if zombies came, he'd be the first one gone.
Probably.
So does it ever bum you out being like
the
manliest
dude? I'm proud of Joe. I'm proud of Joe because he can make money with his mouth.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you.
Yes!
That's right.
Best thing I've heard all morning.
Yep. Don't have to use these hands, man. I use my mouth. Woo!
That's good.
Yep.
That's good. Hear that, Chrissy? It is a real job.
Oh, man. Huh? That's good. Okay. Well, it was great great hearing your voice, Dad.
Heck yeah, it was.
And get out of the house.
Thanks for calling. What's your name again?
Okay. just get out of the house, Dad. I need you to get up and just go and breathe that. Go and just bask in the sunlight.
I've changed my mind.
You're my lost son.
I'm the lost son. I'm the lost son.
Yeah.
So
Steve,
vaguely remember you, but
yeah. See, it's time, man. It's coming.
But remember, it's not Buck. It's Steve-O. I got a new co-host.
New co-host for like the last 2 years. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, love you, Dad.
Okay. Love you too. What's your name again?
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you next year, Dad. Guys, that was a peek into the future.
Dude, that was, and the live line lost their minds.
That's going to be me in about 20 or 30 years.
Oh, man. I hope not.
But
you're a city boy.
Even now, it doesn't matter. I'll be at home and I'll do something with the kids and I'll go, oh my gosh, I'm my dad. I've turned into my dad.
Dude, a member of the Starmy chimed in and said, every call with Dex's dad gets better and better. Somebody else said, call this dude more often. What a crazy man, but in a lovable way. This is Dex in the future. Now, here's something interesting. If your grandma's 87 and your dad is 74, the math on that means she was 13 when she had him. Is that real?
That's not my dad's mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my mom's mom.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, dude.
And my dad was quite a bit older than my mom when they met. Yeah. My dad used to tell me stories that, this is going to sound weird.
I don't even know.
When he was like in his early 20s, he used to live close to where my mom grew up but didn't know her. And he used to pass by her while she was riding her bike with her friends when she was like seven, eight years old. And my dad was in his 20s. But then he ended up meeting her later on when she had, I guess, graduated. They somehow got, I guess, my mom and my dad's sister were friends and they got hooked up or something on a date.
Huh.
Yeah. San Diego. That's where they used to live. San Diego, California.
Diego.
Yeah, but my grandma Wilbur, she lives with them up there in Montana she's the most amazing woman.
This is why you got to be kind.
I miss my grandma.
To your children, because one day you are going to be housed with them.
Gosh, no.
Got to teach them things.
Man. It is crazy though. Back in the day cuz I've been calling my dad for years and he would always get nervous when we'd talk about guns.
Like, obviously, he still got nervous.
Well, we used to be able to talk about guns and some of the new guns he purchased. Now he won't even go there.
No.
He's freaked out.
Doesn't want to be on those lists, man.
Well, Obama's not our president anymore.
Okay. Do they know that in Montana?
Well, he watches Fox News all the time. That's what they have on 24/7. Fox News Channel.
A member of the Starmy says your dad needs to be a weekly addition to the show. And somebody else wants to know if we were just talking to Bill.
Okay. Well.
No, come on.
That was fun.
That was fun.
All right. We got to take a quick break. 585 Live if you want to text into the show. Also on Facebook Live. When we come back, more headlines. We got a letter to tackle. Man, this show's flying by.
It is.
It's crazy.
Wow.
We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Bill Cosby gets a mistrial in a sexual assault case after a deadlocked jury.
The U.S. Navy says several bodies of missing American sailors have been found after a collision between a Navy destroyer and a huge cargo ship in the sea off Japan.
A heat wave grips the southwestern U.S.
Shots fired on California's busy Bay Bridge.
As the U.S. military considers sending more American troops to Afghanistan, the Taliban is continuing its campaign of attacks on security forces around the country.
They started movies and television shows for decades, including the comedy hit Animal House in 1978.
Now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder. Actor Stephen Furst has died. He was 63.
A bomb rocked one of the busiest shopping centers in Colombia's capital Saturday.
A roadside explosive near Cairo.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise was upgraded from critical to serious condition.
The death toll climbing in Portugal from an out-of-control wildfire.
If you're over the age of 37, wear earplugs when attending concerts.
Forget that, man. Everyone just wear them.
Ugh.
This is awful.
Welcome to the show, everybody. 832.
High today of 98 degrees. Gosh.
Woo! Traffic!
Thanks, Nick Lachey. I almost forgot. Taking a look at the roads right now, no accidents to report. 12th Street between Indian School and Manal, there is some road construction. The roadway is reduced to one lane in that area. Central Avenue between University and Yale Boulevard as well. The left lane is closed there for some construction. But again, roads are looking pretty clear. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Oh, no. Shark Week. Back in the day, I used to actually love Shark Week. Used to look forward to it.
Oh, me too.
It's probably been 5, 6, 7 years that I haven't enjoyed Shark Week. You know why? Because it's the same stupid episodes every year for Shark Week. Give me something new, guys. Give me something new. Sharks aren't that scary anymore. Come on. Well, Discovery Channel, I think they've heard the cries of the people. Because they're up in their game. We all know Michael Phelps. He's like the Michael Jordan of swimming. He's dominated every human he's raced against. So he's like, you know what? Humans? Pfft. I'm going to take on something else. Michael Phelps will be racing a great white shark for Discovery Channel Shark Week. You were right. You even said it. You were like, I'll only watch if he races a shark.
But is he really going to race a shark?
Let's find out.
Exactly.
Because, yeah, he's racing a shark. When you say that, Discovery, when you say Michael Phelps will be racing a great white shark, what do you think of?
I think of a shark in lane one and Michael Phelps in lane two. Yep. And they go, and then they both take off.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly how everybody else is taking this race.
Yeah. Except what they're really going to do is like probably put a shark in a tank somewhere randomly, isolated, and let it swim around and go, he traveled at this rate of speed, and now Michael Phelps is going to get in a swimming pool, and we're going to see if he can beat that time. And that's boring.
Well, let's find out here. Let's see what they have to say. The press release calls it great gold versus great white.
Oh, gosh. Have done better than that.
They say, quote, sharks are one of the fastest and most efficient predators on the planet.
They really are.
Michael Phelps is our greatest champion to ever get in the water. But he has one competition left to win, an event so monumental no one has ever attempted it before. Phelps versus Shark. The race is on. That's according, this is This is their press release from Discovery Channel.
Here's what they do. They strap some meat to Michael Phelps'
yes,
back.
Yes, I love
they
it.
They throw him in the water.
Yes.
He starts swimming. They release the great white, and he has to make it to land yep. before he is killed.
Exactly.
That makes for an interesting TV show.
Let's see. So will Michael and the shark be swimming side by side, separated only by a floating lane marker? Probably not.
Of course.
It says there's not any details on how the race will be set up, so we don't know if they'll be swimming in the same place.
They won't.
Time. It's going
to
be
Shark
lame.
Week used to be oh awesome, man. We would watch it. Me and the boys would be like, yeah, man, here's what we're going to do, Shark Week. And then they became these really dumb fake documentaries. Yeah, I said fake. Really, really bad. Greg on Facebook Live says, looks like Shark Week has finally jumped the shark.
Okay.
That's well. Where he pulled off his sunglasses and the Who kicked in. Yeah!
Yeah!
CSI Miami.
They said the race might have just filmed in South Africa because last week Michael posted a photo of a shark and captioned it, quote, I was able to do something that I have always wanted to do. Be in a cage and dive with great white sharks.
I just don't. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I love about the sharks in South Africa? Those are the jumping great white sharks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are the ones because the temperature of the water or something mm-hmm. is a certain degree. So they're the ones who like just come out of the water and demolish seals, birds. They get airtime, man.
Man.
Air jaws is what they call it. But we've been watching the same Air Jaws for years. That's what stinks about Shark Week. It's the same stuff. Regurgitated over and over every year.
Man.
So hopefully this will be entertaining. If you could come up with your own week on Discovery, what would you want? Besides Shark Week, I think it's played out. What would be your week on Discovery?
Remember the Starman just chimed in and said they would want Great White Boy versus Great White Shark. This ain't your normal crackers and tuna.
Okay.
No? Well. You get Vanilla Ice. You throw him in the water with snow. Informer.
Yeah. Seven.
All right? And they have to swim against each other, but not just each other, because then they unleash the sharks.
Yeah.
Only one of them is going to make it. Which childhood random hip-hop icon will live? Will it be Snow? Will it be Vanilla Ice? We don't snow. Shark Week. That's terrible,
that was
man.
Pretty good.
No,
it's pretty
no.
good. Well, if you can it's create so your bad. Own week on Discovery, what would it be? 585 Live.
You would want Bigfoot Week. Let's
see,
be real.
I'm kind of played out with Bigfoot.
Are you?
I don't believe anymore.
Yay.
I'm not a believer,
you're
guys.
You're growing, man.
I'm not a believer.
You're growing as a human, which means you're going to catch him in like 7 days. It's going to be like Harry and the Hendersons.
But
or
you know what?
Maybe you already did catch him.
Oh, wow.
And you let him stay at your house, and you had to let him go into the wild, and you want the trail to go cold.
Exactly.
So
I grew up in Montana,
it.
Man. That Harry and the Hendersons was based on my life.
I'm just not into, I don't know. It just seems fake. Patrice jumped in and was like, heck yeah, Megalodon. Yeah. Yeah.
Megalodon.
That was one of them that I was like, oh, okay, come on. They were like these quote unquote documentaries, you know?
Right.
It's like, this is so fake.
How about?
So fake.
How about Mountain Lion Week? Wolf Week.
Why can't they just do like, I don't know. I like watching, what is it called? Planet Earth.
Oh, those yeah. things. Did the new one come out yet?
I don't know. Where they go to like different regions and you yeah. see all of the different animals instead of just going.
Snake Week.
Sharks.
They should do Snake Week.
I hate snakes.
Ugh.
I hate them, Doc.
I probably would never watch it. They could do so many other things besides stupid sharks. Sharks
Whoa.
Aren't even really that scary anymore.
Sharks are awesome though.
They're
I
not.
Like sharks. The problem is they don't do real, like informative shows on sharks. It's all fake because we want this weird, I don't know. We're in this weird culture where it's like, I can't just take in information about sharks. I need to watch a video of a dude that was like half eaten and it turns out it was like a dinosaur and then, you know, it's
right.
like, oh,
well, here's the thing with real. Sharks. They really don't want anything to do with humans. My best friend growing up, Benjamin Griffin, he swims with great whites every day. It's his job. So he'll post on Facebook and Instagram him just swimming right alongside a great white shark. Like, it's not, swear to you. Dead serious. His mom freaks out. It's so funny to see his mom like, Benjamin, what are you doing? And he's been doing it for years. And even during Shark Week, those guys get down there with the sharks and they swim with them as long as you know how to do it, I guess. You got to really be careful. But honestly, they don't want anything to do with you. They probably just want to check you out. That's why they come over. And when they take a little bite out of you, they're like, oh, this guy's gross. I'm out. This isn't a seal. You're more likely to get killed by a vending machine than getting eaten by a shark. That's the truth. Sharks are not scary. Let's just get rid of it.
I'm just so happy right now.
Oh.
Beautiful. We were talking about that last night. Okay, people are chiming in left and right. I want mullet week.
See, I would be okay with that.
What about croc week? I feel like croc week and mullet week are the same thing, because if you have a mullet, you're probably sporting crocs too.
Good
Is that
call.
The same thing?
That's a good call.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody else said wolf week or Bigfoot week.
Okay.
Killer whales week.
Ooh.
I watched something on killer whales. Did you ever see that documentary?
No, I couldn't watch it. One where they kill?
It's the SeaWorld one.
The SeaWorld one? I couldn't do it.
It's like Dark Fin.
No, I don't want to.
I don't remember what it was called.
I don't want to.
Desert Wilderness Photography Week.
All right.
That was Jory. Yeah, it's probably because that's what he does. Spider Week. Oh, here we go. Squirrels with Lightsaber Week.
Squirrels, like man.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. Snake Week, live in the studio with Joe. Right here in studio.
No.
Thanks, Kristen. Joe's wife. They have snakes.
I know. It's so ridiculous.
He actually like pulled out this really rad gecko this weekend. And I was like, oh man, I always wanted one of those.
Ugh.
Really cool.
If you could create your own week on Discovery, what would it be? 585 Live. You can text in or go to Facebook Live, *88 FM.
Somebody said, ooh, Dex, you're onto something. I want vending machine week.
Ooh.
Emu week. Here we go. Flat Earth week.
I would watch that.
You probably would.
Just get a bunch of flat earthers out there. I would totally watch that. Just see how crazy they are.
And what is probably my favorite one so far, Koala Week.
They're so
cute. I can sleep all week.
Oh.
By the way, that documentary was called Blackfish. Mm. Patrice says Hippo Week.
Like they Hippo Week? Tons. Like HIPAA?
Not HIPAA. Hippo. Hippo.
Oh, gotcha.
They kill tons of people, I guess, every year.
Yeah.
Scuba Week, all about divers and the different places they go. Krista says Alien Week.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
No?
Yeah, sometimes that can be a little entertaining.
Yeah, somebody else said UFO Week, so that's about the same. Somebody said, how about every year they just pick a different animal to focus on for a week? Is it because sharks are just still scary and cool?
I guess. They've lost that whole... They just don't seem real scary to me anymore.
Yeah. Somebody said Dex Week. It's a week of Dex in his natural habitat. McDonald's. Oh, wait. They already made that. It's called Super Size Me.
I feel like they've made that joke before.
Probably. Somebody else said Vin Diesel Week.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's called TBS, man. And it's like, up next, Chronicles of Riddick again.
Followed by a double feature of the Fast and the Furious.
Oh, man. Sloth Week.
Ooh, Sloth Week. I love sloths.
Patriarchy Week. Oh, yeah. Man, I can't even pronounce this one, but I know what it is. Axolotl Week. It's that little, like, amphibian thing with, like, hands coming out of his head, it looks like.
Are you more excited for the Michael Phelps Great White Shark race or the Conor McGregor?
Conor McGregor, Floyd, bro.
Floyd fight.
All day, air.
I don't know, man.
Day. Why are you fake excited for Michael Phelps and a shark? There's no way they're actually going to be in the water together.
I swear, if he's just in a pool.
Yeah.
And they're going to time it out.
He's going to be in a pool, and it's going to be like in water next to him or something. And it's going to be so dumb.
It's not even going to be next to him. That's the thing. They're going to just, they're going to be out in the ocean. He's going to be on a boat, and they're going to time a stupid great white shark on how fast it goes. And then they're going to put him in a pool and see if he can beat the time.
David says Grizzly Bear Week or Spelunking Week. That'd be cool.
Spelunky, yes.
Spelunking.
You know, like
Nate
in Crazy
loves
Caves.
Loves spelunking.
No, he's okay. Oh man, Platypus Week, the art of smoking the percent meal week. What?
Smoker Week?
I guess. Elephant Week. They're
so
emotional
cute.
Creatures like us, so they could do a reality series with an elephant family.
Hmm.
Tiger Week. See, somebody, multiple people chiming in with tigers.
Yeah, I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
Black Panthers. Maybe just Cat Week.
Yeah, like snow leopards,
mm-hmm.
lions. That's my favorite, going to the catwalk at the zoo. I love the zoo here. Love it.
585 Live, talking about Michael Phelps, apparently going to be racing a great white shark for Shark Week.
I got money that says totally not going to happen.
Yeah, there's no details. He's probably not going to be swimming side by side. There's no way. There's no way they'd put him in the ocean with a great white shark and say go.
Right. Well, it's Michael Phelps. Subway would be really
mad. What if you put a muzzle on the shark somehow?
That is the dumbest thing I've
How
ever
is that
heard.
Dumb? You, as long as the shark doesn't bite you, you're fine.
You're going to put a muzzle.
Yeah, what's the shark going to do if he can't
on
bite
a shark?
You? Nothing.
How are you going to muzzle a shark?
You can do it, man.
They don't even have like a bottom lip.
There's a way. There's got to be something you could like duct tape that mouth shut or something.
Oh man,
there's got to be a way.
I want to fight you. Maybe it's because I'm tired.
I'm not
or
joking.
Maybe it's because you're saying the dumbest thing.
That is not stupid. Have you ever watched Shark Week? They get those sharks, those great white sharks, up on the boats.
Yeah, I know, but you can't just duct tape them.
They could do something. There's got to be something they could do where the shark wouldn't be able to bite them. then turn them loose.
Oh, man. Somebody said Dolphin Week. They're the only animal that can take out sharks. That'd be cool.
Somebody else said shark go?
Amish Week.
I'd watch that. What was that reality show with the Amish? It was, what was that? I only watched a couple episodes, but it was...
I miss you were here.
It was almost like watching The Sopranos, but it was with the Amish. I'm dead serious. Somebody help me out. What was that show, that reality show of the Amish?
Is it Amish Mafia?
Yes!
Is it really?
That's what it was!
I was totally being funny.
It was
because
Amish
you said
Mafia.
The Sopranos.
That was the
that's
name of
really
the show.
The name of
Amish
the show.
Mafia! Right? Am I right? I think that's what it was.
Really?
It came out like 5 years ago or something.
Oh,
and it was a super popular show.
Oh,
I gotta look it up. I think it's
by the way, a shark could ram you to death, so that doesn't help.
Okay, they're not gonna ram you to death. Get out of here.
Okay.
That's what it is, Amish Mafia. Yeah, it was called Amish Mafia. Remember this?
Okay. I mean,
look at that. Do you remember it?
I don't
that guy was like the head mafia guy.
You know what's interesting? Cat Week would be awesome. Patrice has a little tidbit from her college psychology class on fear. Large cats are a primal fear of every human being. Because they're actually the top of our food chain if we didn't have weapons. They use distorted cat sounds in scary movies to invoke said basic fear. Breaking Amish.
Breaking Amish. I love it.
Yeah. How about Miyazaki Week? It was Amish Mafia, by the way. You were right.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess I was right. I just never even heard of it.
You nailed it.
Huh.
So I looked up how fast can a shark swim?
Spoiler alert, man.
Swimming speeds of sharks by species. The great white shark is thought to have a top swimming speed of 25 miles per hour. So then how fast does Michael... There's no way Michael Phelps goes 25 miles an hour. This is a dumb race. Why would they do this? There's no way.
Or is there? It's Michael Phelps. We'll find out on... Shark Week.
Yeah.
So
come on, guys. They're saying that he goes like 6 miles an hour. Are you kidding? Okay, well, you know what? I'll watch.
How about where in the world is Fisher of Dudes Week? We just dropped Steve-O alone in a random place. No phone, but Steve-O just digs into the environment and tries new things.
I like it.
I'd be down for that. I wanted to do like Amazing Race or... I seriously wanted to try out for one of those shows. When Teo was here, I just knew this is the chance. I got a partner that would actually like help me survive.
Yeah.
He's fit.
What if you did a show called Trading Smokers? Like Trading Places, but you just show up and you help people with their smokers.
First of all, I'd have to be like actually knowledge in that, and I have none. My knowledge goes as far as Google.
But that's
and
why
still
it'd be funny.
I managed to mess it up yesterday.
Like you show up and you don't know anything about smokers, but you try to get these people to listen to you about smoking the meat.
Okay. My boy Greg is onto something, I think, man. Dolphin Lundgren week. It's all Dolph Lundgren movies mixed with dolphin movies. Perfect. You got A Dolphin's Tale. You got Universal Soldier. You got Masters of the Universe.
No.
I'm out of dolphin movies.
It was a bad idea. Oh. Okay? Bad idea.
Okay, well, I thought it was
a bad idea.
I thought it was a decent idea.
Yeah. Who came up with this topic? This is ridiculous.
You did. You did. We were doing a quick Shark Week story, and it turned into, what kind of week would you want?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. Let's just jump into some headlines. apparently, the race will air on Sunday, July 23rd, which will be the first day of Shark Week.
Somebody said Blend In Man Week, which is your superhero name. And speaking of superheroes, can you believe this? 25 years ago, today, Batman Returns came out.
Really?
25 years ago today.
Wow.
Yeah. Nope, that's the wrong. Okay, wrong. That's the wrong music.
Wrong.
No, you don't have the old school Batman. Okay.
No, that's not it.
25 years ago, Batman returned to the big screen. Director Tim Burton, Michael Keaton, upped the ante with Man, which was at the time the darkest superhero movie ever. In fact, not a lot of people were stoked on it. Batman Returns, it released June 19, 1992. Less kid-friendly characters. Jack Nicholson's Joker, well, he's dead. Woo! You got the Penguin, played by Danny DeVito, was pretty grotesque. And then Catwoman, which was kind of like not safe for work Catwoman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Woo!
We watched this the other day.
We did! It was
when
on HBO.
We were in Arizona.
Yeah.
I love it.
Me too.
Such a great movie. My
Dude.
Kids hated it.
Oh, see, I forgot how much I really actually enjoyed that movie. Obviously, Michael Keaton, Tim Burton directed, Michelle Pfeiffer, Danny DeVito, Christopher Walken, Danny Elfman, gosh, did a phenomenal job composing that. Anyways, it went through a lot of changes. And speaking of, Michelle Pfeiffer, she was actually crushed when another star was cast as Catwoman. Huh. She wasn't the original Catwoman. She said, as a young girl, I was completely obsessed with Catwoman. When I heard that Tim was making the film and Catwoman had already been cast, I was devastated. At the time, it was Annette Bening, but then she became pregnant.
Oh, wow.
And the rest is history. She said, quote, I remember telling Tim halfway through the script, I'll do it! That's how excited I was. She was determined to be the dopest Catwoman
really
ever of all time.
She was really
She
good.
Succeeded, but here's the deal. She threw herself into the role months before they even began filming. She actually went to a whip master and trained for months with a whip master and a kickboxing coach because she just wanted to be prepared. So she threw herself into mastering the whip and kickboxing. She said, I trained for months with the whip master on our first day together. I caught his face with the whip and it drew blood.
Oof.
Yeah. She went on to perform all of her own stunts with the whip in that film. She did say performing on set was, whoa, infinitely more challenging than when she practiced. She was nervous. She'd gotten pretty good with the whip, but when you show up, you don't anticipate all the lights everywhere. So they were set up in these funny places that prevented her from hitting her marks with the whip, so they had to rework the lighting multiple times for her to get it right.
Wow.
Also, okay, the original Batman Returns had about 50% more lines for Batman, which is crazy. The screenwriter, Daniel Waters, said that he envisioned a chattier Batman for the second go-round, but Michael Keaton had the complete opposite idea. Quote, my version of the script had a lot more Batman and Bruce Wayne speeches. Michael Keaton would go through the script and say, hey, that's a great line, but you gotta cut it. Hey, this is a good speech, but you gotta take it out.
Really?
He said he wanted to have very minimal dialogue, especially in the bat suit. And when he saw the film, he realized that Keaton was absolutely correct.
I totally agree.
Right? Michael Keaton said once he realized how powerful the suit was in terms of an image on screen, he wanted to simply use the suit and not have to try and talk as much.
Yeah,
so,
you don't have to talk.
Yeah.
Batman doesn't need to talk.
I mean, you know? I'm Batman. Come on! I guess the bat suit wasn't without faults. His trademark full body turns were born out of necessity. Remember the fact that like he couldn't turn his head?
Yeah.
So it was like,
It was super awkward.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it wouldn't function properly. That's like finally what they got right with Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. When he made the film, it was supposed to be, you know, the next step in cinematic superhero history. Yet because of the dark tone, corporations balked at selling toys or being part of the franchise. McDonald's actually walked away. They were really stoked to, you know, partner up for the second Batman film, and then they saw it and were pretty disturbed, especially with the black stuff coming out of the Penguin's mouth. People were just starting to think of these films in terms of marketing, and so they wanted to change things.
Wow.
The black saliva. And obviously Tim Burton was like, yeah, that's probably not going to happen, so yeah. But there were a lot of things that went along with it. Like Michelle Pfeiffer had to be vacuumed into her suit.
Really?
That's how tight it was. Yeah. And Danny DeVito didn't have it much better when he transformed into the Penguin. It was 4.5 hours of makeup getting into the costume. By the end of the shoot, they got it down to 3 hours, but he had pounds and pounds of face prosthetics, body padding, prosthetic hands, and he had to keep them on most of the time.
That'd be awful.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, side note, as we talk about Shark Week, the penguins in the film were real life penguins and they had their own dressing rooms.
What?
Yeah.
I knew they were real.
Yeah. And obviously working with penguins, much harder than it looked. They said it required the set to be kept much, much, much too cold for human comfort because they're penguins. So that they wanted real penguins, but they had to keep the water really, really cold. So they also had these massive air conditioners, and Danny DeVito said he was probably the only one comfortable because he had so much prosthetics on that he was padded, but everybody else was freezing in there.
That'd be awful.
Yeah. So that's kind of crazy. But yeah, 25 years ago, today, Batman returns.
Just making me feel old. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. 25 years ago. You know, this score almost never happened.
Really?
This song, which to me I still think is the most iconic Batman song. He was hired, but he was horrified to learn the producers wanted a pop-heavy score that featured Prince. Remember Prince, like, was huge on the first Batman movie? And when he found that out, he quit the project.
Jeez.
He didn't think they were taking it seriously. He said, I didn't want to end up being just an orchestrator for somebody else's tunes, which is what would have happened if I went along with it. Didn't appeal to me much. There were plenty of people more qualified to orchestrate for a pop artist than me, but a few weeks later, he got a call saying, hey, can you please come to London and can we just show you what we want to do? Yeah. And thankfully, he came back, and we got this amazing song.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. 585 Live if you want to text into the show. When we come back, we'll talk about a 132-year-old lobster. Really?
Wow.
It's a good news story about a 132-year-old lobster.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Knox Hamilton, rightfully so. It's Star 88. Hey, Dex and Steve-O.
Hi.
What are you doing? How's your Monday?
I mean, are you asking me? Or?
No, just really everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we are a little tired. Steve and I went to concert last night. What are you doing over there?
Just getting down with the Cookie Monster.
Just tell me to play some and I will.
Here we go.
Holding on a bomb out there. We went to Korn and Stone Sour last night. Got home at about 11:30.
You're forgetting other bands. Islander was on that tour. Band we played here on the old Star 88. Yeah.
Yep. Sure did.
Good dudes, man.
Great dudes.
Kicked off their tour life with a POD.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, seriously. Good dudes.
Yep. Baby Metal was there, which I didn't get to see.
Didn't see them either.
I do need to jump onto Instagram or Facebook later today, and I'm sure somebody recorded some.
I am sure.
But But it was a great time. Got home late last night, but it was worth it, man.
Early this morning?
Yeah, I usually don't go to shows. I haven't in a long time. If it's not a band I really, really want to see, and even then, it's hard for me to get drug out. But almost every year when they come to town, I try to make it happen because they're just one of those bands you just have to experience.
One thing that I was not stoked on was the fact that last night we wanted to commemorate the evening. And it was like, dude, we're at Korn, bro. Let's commemorate this with something really, really cool. Like maybe a t-shirt for the show. And so we went over to the merch and I was absolutely dumbfounded by the fact that merch, I guess I just haven't been to like a big show like that in so long. Korn t-shirts were $35.
What?
Yeah, which was a little crazy. I mean, I wanted to get a t-shirt, buddy, because, you know, it was our night out. It's like date night for
you and
me.
Well, I tried to convince Steve-O to, you know, we could split the cost of the shirt and then we could just, you know, we could share the shirt.
But, I mean, I would need a medium and you would need like a large.
Extra large.
I'd said large.
Thanks, man.
You know,
but I have lost a little weight.
But the good news is we are smarter than that, and we didn't overspend on one t-shirt that said Korn spelt incorrectly. Instead, we waited until Monday because I'm so stoked right now. Joining us in studio is my girl Ashley from For the Good.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. Oh, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Long time no see.
I know. It's been a long time.
I have been at Good Fortune multiple times recently, and you guys happen to be housed in the same area as Good Fortune Tattoo, yes, where my boy Erickson is. And I've seen Sean, your incredible husband, but I have not seen you.
I know. I haven't seen you for a while.
I know.
Last time I saw you guys, I was here, and I was big old belly.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude.
I think it was me.
You? No way.
What? You're like 15. What? What the heck?
I'm 6 and a half.
Gosh.
Wow. He might be the coolest kid
He's
ever.
He's a terrible guesser at ages. Here. Like, terrible guesser. No, yes. Yes. Yes, please.
Be careful
yes.
with that. He'll talk your ear off. He'll
yeah.
take it over.
Me.
Tell everybody your name.
Hi, I'm Kingston Ulmer. I'm Ashley's son. And sometimes I go to For the Good, but I really, really love Legos.
Yes!
Oh, man!
I love Legos, too. What do you got any new cool Lego sets you're building right now? Like, what are you working on right now?
All of them are broken because my 2 and a half, well, actually 3.
He just turned
3 days ago.
Okay.
And he broke all of them.
Oh, my gosh. I'm the oldest in my family, and my little brother was the worst at that. Like, you would build something, and you'd be like, don't touch it. I've just built the Millennium Falcon. And then he would try and play with it and just destroy my Lego sets.
Yeah, that's what I say the whole time.
Oh, my gosh.
He just breaks them.
And then it's not easy, because what are you going to do? Tear it all the way down and rebuild it from scratch? Like,
yeah, when I was at my school camp, I let him play with a plane, and then he just broke it.
That's what little brothers do. Oh, my gosh. Did he eat any of the pieces?
No.
Okay, that's good, because at least you still have all the pieces so you can rebuild it.
But here's the thing. That's life, man.
That's little brother life.
I deal with that every day with this guy right here.
But sometimes my baby brother sometimes tries to eat them, but my mom always.
Yeah, that's good.
Legos
that's
really,
very good.
They don't taste. Very
they don't
good.
Taste very good.
Not like
they really
used
don't.
To.
But they look very appetizing. They look appealing.
But I my mom bought like a thing with a bunch of like little cup holders, like bags.
Okay.
In it, and I separate the color by color.
Oh, so smart.
That's cool.
I had a really rad storage bin when I was a kid that looked like a giant Lego brick, and it had different like shelves. And I did the same thing. So I had like the red bricks, and then I had the green bricks, and then I was weird even and broke them down more meticulously to like, there was like the bricks that were like 3, and then there was like the 4 so that I could get to them pretty easily.
But I separated a bunch of them, and then I just builded a house and a little like junk thing.
Nice.
And, beautiful.
But then my dad didn't know that I put it on a bucket, and I told my dad to do anything on the table, but it was in a bucket on a table, but he just used it.
Oh, man.
To make a plane.
Oh,
this
gosh.
This is the greatest interview I've ever had in my
joking.
20 years in radio.
This is my favorite.
Seriously.
Dude.
But it's okay if you use, like, the bottom part.
Okay. There we go. Dude.
Wow. Have Kingston you ever thought about getting him into kicking movies it in or anything studio?
I've thought about it, yeah.
I got to tell you, like, right away, because there's the kids will come in here and most are pretty timid actually on that microphone.
Yeah, they
Kingston
won't go near
was
that
like,
mic.
I've just got to tell you my story, man. So
yeah. he'll go on.
This is my first time ever being on the radio.
Really?
Wow.
It doesn't seem like it. You are a pro. Like, you are a natural. So
it is my first time.
That's very, very cool.
Man, do you want a job? We could hire you. I mean, we need a third.
Really feel like we could. Yeah.
I want to go on a Lego
do a podcast. There you go.
Maybe I could do a Lego podcast.
That would be really, really cool, man. I would totally co-host that
with you. Start that YouTube show now.
Love Legos, dude.
I know. I want to build a skyscraper out of Legos.
Yes, dude. You've got aspirations and goals. I like that.
Like as tall as me.
Yes. Yeah. That's amazing.
But somebody built a more than 5 million piece X-Wing.
No way. Wow.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the United States. I think it's probably in New York or Connecticut.
Wow. Okay. I love that.
That's great.
I love everything about this. I'm already trying to think of like a really cool podcast name for our Lego podcast, but dude, very, very
maybe
cool.
Maybe it could be called the Lego Podcast.
I there feel like that I makes love that. So much sense.
Man, what a smart kid. That is amazing.
Oh, man. This is probably my Ashley, I'm sorry. You're, like, outshined already because he is the dopest.
He is.
Yeah, people on Facebook are freaking out.
Coolest. It means you're the coolest kid, man.
Oh, thank you.
Means,
thank
you. It means you're really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Yes. Very cool. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Somebody said, you have a new third. This kid is awesome. I love Legos, too. boom, knighted. You're just, Kingston, you are like the king of the world right now. People are loving it. Yeah.
Say thank you.
Future
thank
lead you. Singer and or radio personality in the works right here. Yeah. Ashley, that's you have to bring him in more often.
Yes,
so.
he would love that.
So here's the deal. You came in because we have been collaborating, which is really cool for the good. For those that don't know, you guys do screen printing. You do live printing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, anytime I say that for the traffic report, we get people regularly asking, what does live printing even mean? To which it's always cool being at an event. And you guys, like, how did you even get into that?
Yeah, like, honestly. Yeah. So there was a company in California that we saw was doing that. And so my husband, Sean, was like, this is a great idea. And so almost 3 years ago, we started doing that here locally. A lot of church events, a lot of like Believer Center, Copper Point, a lot of stuff for them. And it's just blown up over the last few years. We just, been going out to events. And for people who don't know what it is, it's we do screen printing on at events live.
Yeah.
So you can pick your design, pick if you want foil, pick your ink color, pick your garment.
Which
so
is
it's
crazy.
So it's super fun. So it's a really fun and interactive way for event attendees to get shirts, and they get what they want. And it's just, and it also, it's nice because the event coordinator saves money off the top because they don't have to pre-purchase a ton of merch. They're just printing, or they're paying for what they print. So,
Dude.
So it's awesome. It's a ton of fun.
I'm telling you, last night we were at Korn and I was blown away by how much t-shirts were. Seriously, it was $35
crazy,
for a t-shirt that literally just said Korn.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little too rich for my blood, but
it's crazy.
Yeah.
When I was driving back here from my grandma and grandpa's house, I saw an accident on Cedar Crest.
Up in Cedar Crest?
Yeah.
Now I got to check the map, man, because that's
that
like my job, and I'm doing
there
a terrible
is.
Job.
You could be our traffic guy.
You really could be our traffic guy. Right now I got Central between Wantabo and Tramway. There's some construction, but I don't see anything yet. Because people haven't chimed in on it. You literally just broke that news.
I did saw that.
Oh, you did saw that.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I am with you, dog.
Kingston, I love you, man.
I'm with you, man. So we got to talk about this new shirt because I don't think Dex even knows. Dex has been really mad at me for the last few weeks. Let's be honest. Because I picked a design.
So wait, now it's coming out that it's your fault?
No, I mean,
is it?
I may have said that. Didn't I just say that?
Sometimes I tell my, I sometimes, Yesterday, I told my dad not to be mean to my mom.
That's good. Sean, don't be mean to Ashley, you big jerk. He just chimed in on Facebook Live. Love you, buddy. He's going to take that back. He's going to... No, he'll never will. Sam says, this kid is awesome. A kid in studio. I love this. People are going crazy. Are you kidding me? Don't ever stop talking. This is so rad. Have you seen our new t-shirt?
The one with the UFO on it?
It's like the spaceship up top.
I think I saw it.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool shirt. We've never had a morning show t-shirt before, and your mom totally made a morning... So did you design that?
I did.
Was your design?
Really? That's
Dude,
awesome. Yeah,
that is the raddest design, seriously.
And one time I printed my shirt.
You did your own shirt?
Yeah, I did.
Rock star!
My mom designed it, I printed it.
That's incredible.
Was it a Lego? Was that the design?
It was a Lego, but it was like a monster.
Okay.
Wow. His name is Crater.
Okay.
But my dad did a monster named Seismo. Yeah.
Seismo? Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, you guys are so creative. This is incredible. Ashley, you're going to just come hang out with us and bring him? Okay.
Seriously.
I wish you could stay here forever.
Yeah!
Kingston, everybody.
Kingston, you are
he's,
so cool.
He is so great.
I want him and Brody to hang out. Brody can learn a few things. I have a 4-year-old, and he's pretty cool. He won't break your Legos. He's like just now getting into building Legos. So
you guys would have fun.
Yeah, you would have a lot of fun.
And
you
I'm
both
glad
would
that
love
there's
to
no
talk.
In New Mexico, there's no tornadoes. That's why I want to live here forever.
That's good.
Also, why I want to live in Costa Rica forever, too.
Wait, Costa Rica?
It's beautiful there.
But, are there tornadoes in Costa Rica?
No.
Oh, no?
No.
What's in Costa Rica?
A bunch of lizard, gecko, some praying mantis.
Okay.
And crocodiles.
Okay.
It's dangerous.
It's in a swamp. But and some geckos.
Okay.
Yeah. And iguanas.
Iguanas. Yeah. Yep.
I love that so much. Oh man, this is my favorite. So, okay, here's the thing. We got it.
And also
okay.
Crabs. Yes. Crabs,
yes. Okay, so you got to be careful with that. You got to be careful with that. Dax has no idea what's going on. Did you bring them? Did you actually bring them?
Yeah, they're right out here.
They're like right out there.
Yep.
I kind of want to go get one.
Do you want me to go get it?
Will you grab
that one?
Yes.
Okay.
So here's the thing. For the Starmie, we made special edition t-shirts for the morning invasion, and Tex and I were going back and forth over the color of the t-shirt, and he absolutely was adamantly against Heather Gray.
Okay,
which of course
there was 5 different colors of shirts that
but
we could
gray
choose
is
from.
Gray's really cool. Look at that. Yeah. Kingston's wearing a gray shirt today.
And
I'm wearing an almost gray shirt today.
I'm wearing bluish gray pants.
I'm wearing bluish pants. Gosh, we're like twins. This is the best. A little bit like twins.
Oh my gosh.
But Dex had a fit because he's a sweaty
dude. I didn't
dude.
Have a fit.
He had a
I
fit.
Said, hey, since there's 5 other colors we could choose from, can we maybe not get the gray because I sweat in my pits and I can't wear that type of shirt.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be able to wear it. So that's all I did was I requested that. And you and Heidi decided, no,
we're going gray.
We're going gray.
Because gray's the best color, and so we went with gray. However, Ashley is a wonderful human being, obviously, evidenced by Kingston over here,
because
kids are only as cool as their parents, and so obviously dope parents. If you want to look over to the right, do you see that shirt?
No way!
Can you see that shirt color?
Did you?
Guys, she heard his plight and said, man, this big dude needs a shirt that he can wear and look comfortable.
I don't know if this will fit me, though.
We did half.
Okay.
They did a whole.
I just grabbed a whole run.
I was like, this looks like
show Facebook Live.
Looks like a Steve-O shirt.
Facebook.com/star88FM. I need to see this shirt.
Dude, that's amazing.
Dude. The Morning Invasion finally has a t-shirt, everybody. Oh, man. Facebook.com/star88FM if you'd like to check out the logo, the design,
awesome.
Ridiculous shouts to Ford the Good.
You did a great
Ashley,
job designing.
You did a great job designing. We said we wanted something cool and like nerdy sci-fi from like the 50s, and that's like, that is seriously the most perfect thing. Perfect thing!
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you guys like it.
Dude. Boom! Ignited! Love it.
Oh,
I love it.
Well, I'm so glad that you introduced us to your son.
I know.
Because
I know. I feel like you can't leave without telling us another story. I put you on the spot. Now you.
That's my only Lego story. I only have.
You. That's all. That's okay.
What are you
doing?
What
else are you into?
Yeah. What are you doing this summer? Anything cool?
Well, I go to my summer camp. It's really fun there, and Also, I'm trying to build, like, an airport runway, like a runway.
Yeah.
I built it part of it.
That's cool.
Mm. It's about, like, this big long now, okay. I think.
That's very, very cool. Is it bumpy because, like, the top of the bricks, you know, the house got the, like, the circles?
I didn't actually made it very bumpy.
Oh, good.
It's just really, like...
flat and, like, smooth?
Well, there's Lego tops on it, but I don't think it'll make it bumpy.
Okay, good.
Like, but I put, like, little, like little circle and squared, like, 4x4 Lego bricks under the runway to keep them...
like, stable?
Standing.
Yeah.
And also I have, like, a little thing that goes down so it could go on the runway and then fly.
Incredible.
You're the smartest kid on the planet. This long.
Okay.
But it's
I like
about
that.
This long.
I like that you made it like smooth so that it's not going to, like the Lego people, they need like a safe landing. Have you ever been on an airplane?
Yeah. Ton of times.
Ton of times. Yeah. Right?
And so, especially Southwest.
Isolate that. We're gonna get gonna get some marketing dollars there from perfect. Yeah, and you never want like a terrible plane ride. You want it to be like smooth and cool. So you got to think about the Lego people.
Yeah, I only been on United twice, but I've been on Southwest like 100 times.
100 times? That's crazy. That's crazy. You guys have a lot of points then. Obviously, let's go on a trip.
His grandpa's a captain, so that's
really
that's
cool.
Awesome. My grandpa's a captain of Southwest.
That he's the the captain of Southwest.
Yeah, sometimes he drives, sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah, I like that.
That's pretty cool.
But sometimes my other grandma picks me up.
Okay.
From here.
Okay.
Nice.
I dig that.
And then we go to the airport. Then we
jump on the airplane.
Yeah.
You just fly.
Yeah, until we get to Nevada. It's a 1-hour and 20-minute flight. 21-minute flight.
This
You are such a smart kid.
Literally the coolest. You're the coolest. You have made our 9 o'clock hour amazing. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Anytime you can come in.
Ashley, thank you so much for bringing Kingston. Also, the t-shirts are really dope. Facebook.com/Star88FM if you'd like to see the design. And you got to keep it locked to the Morning Invasion to learn how you can score one. But again, for the good, screen printing, live printing, graphic design, all the details, of course, forthegood.com.
Woo! Right, we'll be right back. Hang out with us.
Bill Cosby gets a mistrial in a sexual assault case after a deadlocked jury.
The U.S. Navy says several bodies of missing American sailors have been found after a collision between a Navy destroyer and a huge cargo ship in the sea off Japan.
A heat wave grips the southwestern U.S.
Shots fired on California's busy Bay Bridge.
As the U.S. military considers sending more American troops to Afghanistan, the Taliban is continuing its campaign of attacks on security forces around the country.
They started movies and television shows for decades, including the comedy hit Animal House in 1978.
Now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder.
Actor Stephen Furst has died. He was 63.
A bomb rocked one of the busiest shopping centers in Colombia's capital Saturday.
A roadside explosive near Cairo.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise was upgraded from critical to serious condition.
The death toll climbing in Portugal from an out-of-control wildfire.
Meanwhile, at home, with the head of Amazon, Jeff Bezos.
Alexa.
Yes?
Buy me something from Whole Foods.
Buying Whole Foods.
No, I said...
Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
Amazon purchased Whole Foods. It's crazy. It really is. Welcome to the show. Dex and Steve-O, 930.
High today of 98 degrees.
Traffic!
Taking a look at the roads. Our boy Kingston told us up there by Cedar Crest there was an accident. I'm looking on the map. Nobody's reported it yet. But be careful up in Cedar Crest. It's cray cray, yo. I-40 east at the river. The two left lanes are blocked due to an accident. So it is jammed up if you're traveling I-40 eastbound over near the river. That's your look at traffic.
That's that far.
Thank you.
What?
Traffic!
179 days until Star Wars The Last Jedi. Only 179 more days, Devo. Eighteen days until Spider-Man Homecoming. 15 days until Independence Day. And don't forget, Freedom Celebration, that's going down. Two nights. Friday, June 30th, Saturday, July 1st, Isotope Stadium. It's a free event. There's going to be a ton of great bands. Zach Williams going to be opening the event on June 30th, followed by the Newsboys. Yep. Then on July 1st, Stephen Christian will be there performing new music from his upcoming record, Wildfires. And he's going to be joined by Joey from Anne Berlin. Huh? Maybe they'll throw down some Anne Berlin songs.
I mean, it's pretty well stated that they're going to play some Anne Berlin
songs. Just trying to tease it, man.
Well, why would you tease it when you can just full on say that they're going to be playing some Anne Berlin songs then people will want to go because Anne Berlin.
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen. So yeah, it's going to be a great night. Colton Dixon going to be playing on July 1st as well. So make plans those two nights to Isotope Stadium. It's going to be great. We'll be there doing the pre-shows, getting everybody ready for the event. 585 Live if you'd like to text in, 585-5483, or you can go to Facebook Live and be a part of the show with us. Watch us, listen in. You know, Star 88 FM. Do you like lobster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me.
You seem like a crab guy to me.
There you go. Yeah, I'll take crab legs.
There's a restaurant in Long Island, New York. It's called Peter's Clam Bar. They have a giant lobster named Louie. Louie has been living in one of their fish tanks for about 20 years. He weighs 22 pounds, and he's 132 years old. He's the oldest lobster ever.
How do they know that?
I don't know how they know
that. Lobsters are in the ocean. There's probably some dude in the ocean that's like, liar! I'm 194! If I could get out of here, I'd prove it! But I'm 194! Dude, is that what lobsters sound like?
No.
Like old lobsters?
No, not at all.
Crusty old lobsters.
There's a guy named Butch.
Their crustaceans, get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotcha.
Thanks, bro.
He owns the place. He bought it about 4 years ago and says Louie's been like a pet to him. But last week, some guy came in and asked to buy him so he could turn him into a huge Father's Day feast.
No.
The guy offered $1,000.
No.
$1,000 for Louie?
That's not worth it, man. Lobster's so expensive.
Butch said he couldn't do it. So he turned the guy down and decided to set Louie free instead.
Whoa. Okay, that's stupid. That's stupid, because he probably just got crushed like 2 days later.
Right? He held a huge ceremony.
Okay.
Got the town supervisor to pardon him.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea.
Then they went out on a boat, released him back into the ocean.
I'm on a boat!
Even though he's been in captivity for 2 decades, at least one expert says he'll be fine. There just aren't many predators out there that could eat him. And he might still be able to find a mate. No kidding.
Huh.
Here's a picture of Louie if you want to see Louie. Look.
Thank you. Just
wow.
Me. Just me, though.
That is just an old, old lobster. I wonder if he actually does taste good or if he tastes
old.
You know?
I wouldn't know like how old lobster is, so. Ugh. I'm just not a lobster. It's just too messy, man.
Too what?
Too messy.
Too messy?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care
it's
that
a lot
much.
Easier than crab.
Even with crab legs, it's like, oh my gosh.
Crab is a lot of work.
God, so much work, and you get like a little morsel, and you're like, this is so worth the $27 I'm spending for this tiny little morsel of a meal.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work. That's why I always take the meat out of the shell and soak it in butter.
Oh, lobster butter?
Yeah.
Samuel wanted to see my face on Facebook Live, but I can't because your mic stand is in the way.
Sorry, man.
You're like, thank you.
Sorry, bro.
Thank you.
Get down here like that.
Thanks, Samuel.
Sorry, guys.
That's cool. You know, I still owe Steven a lobster or a crab leg dinner.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm thinking here in the next few days or so, we're going to just need to do this on the morning show because I just don't have time or the money or the resources to take him out to like a nice dinner. So maybe I can get like a like a camping griddle.
You should smoke a lobster.
Gross, dude.
That'd be amazing.
Can you smoke seafood? Yeah, sure. I guess so. Smoke salmon.
Just throw a couple lobster tails on there, man.
I need to talk to a dude that actually smokes stuff because I still don't know what I'm doing.
YouTube it.
It's like a cool idea.
You talk to my dad. He knows how to smoke things.
He does know how to smoke things.
He's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
We talked to my dad this morning. If you missed that, you have to hit the podcast.
That was one of the more fun conversations with your pops we've ever had.
Yeah. A lot of fun.
So, the old and the young, man. We've got Kingston. We got your pops. Apparently, we're just boring in the middle.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what we do. That's how we do it.
So, there we go.
All right. Well, let's finish out some headlines and let's get out of here.
Nah.
Go home.
Dex, would you like to be perfectly happy?
Yes, I would, Steve-O.
I know the key to happiness.
You do?
Yeah. It's sleeping for a weirdly exact amount of time.
Oh, see the sleep thing?
Yep.
Oh,
last night we went to Corn, and we stayed there until like 11-something. Realizing we got to get up in like 4 hours. Did you see my cool Insta story?
Yeah.
Brushing my teeth?
Yep.
That was fun.
Guys, this has been a nightmare for me for a lot of years. The whole sleep thing.
Yeah.
It's so hard because first off, I'm not a morning person.
No, you're not.
And I've been doing a morning show for, gosh, 17, 18 years.
We don't speak until the mics come on at 6 o'clock in the morning. I get here at 5. And you're usually in your room just producing hotness. And I go, good morning, or meh, or whatever noise I choose to make so that you know I'm behind you and you don't get scared. And you go, hey, buddy. And then that's pretty much it until the mics come on.
There's a science to sleep.
Yeah.
There is this exact science. And when you say if you want to be perfectly happy and it has to do with sleep, yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
Totally buy this.
A new survey found that if you want to be, quote, perfectly happy, end quote, you should sleep for exactly 7 hours and 6 minutes. Not 7 hours and 5 minutes. Not 7 hours and 7 minutes. Exactly 7 hours and 6 minutes. If you
close.
Want to be pretty happy, sleep for somewhere between 6 hours and 48 minutes to 7 hours. And if you sleep for anything less than 6 hours and 48 minutes, expect to hate your life.
Yep, that's me, guys.
For some reason, the survey didn't say what happens if you sleep more than 7 hours and 6 minutes.
Oh, you feel terrible.
So there might be some perfect happiness somewhere later on down the road. But
that's the thing. If you sleep too much, then you feel all groggy and you feel just blah.
Survey also found the ideal sleeping conditions, so I can help you if for some reason maybe this is part of why you can't fall asleep at night. You have to make sure it's mostly dark, not pitch black. Mostly dark. It should be quiet, but not totally silent. And you shouldn't do work or play video games at least 30 minutes to an hour before bed.
Gosh, I need to... I'm doing it all wrong, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it all wrong. Mm-hmm. I just hate just laying there in my bed. Yeah. When you're not tired yet, and you're trying to fall asleep.
That was me last night. I was still amped from the Corn show, no pun intended, and couldn't hear anything because I'm old now, and we were standing by the speakers like dumbs. Here's some good news, though. I might have found the cure to your sleepiness. Maybe we start looking for a new career.
Okay.
Maybe we get out of morning radio.
I've thought about it, actually.
Well, I've got some sad information for you that might help you want to get a new job. While terrestrial radio reaches almost the entire United States population and remains steady in its revenue, online radio and podcasting audiences have continued to grow over the last decade. In 2016, 91% of Americans ages 12 or older still listen to terrestrial radio, maybe in a given week.
That was in 2016?
Yeah.
Okay.
A figure that has changed very little since 2009. 91%. That's about where it stayed, thanks to Nielsen Media Research, right?
91%?
Yeah. However, in 2017, 61% of Americans ages 12 or older choose online radio. In fact, they've taken part in that within the last month, while 53% have listened in the past week. And this is up. Pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, 57, 50%.
You totally misread that. Okay. You said choose. It doesn't say choose. It says have listened. You freaked me out when you said choose. I mean, they didn't choose that.
And they've listened.
But that doesn't mean they choose that over
my career. Choose you.
No. Just because they've listened doesn't mean they choose.
All I'm saying is maybe we start podcasting. Maybe we start recording this a couple of hours later. No.
We already have
anything,
a podcast.
We actually need to wake up earlier. Who's ready to wake up earlier?
Nobody listens that early, man.
We'll record at 1 a.m.
Ugh.
Okay, we'll just stay up all night, record at 1 a.m. We'll have all the breaking news, and then we'll sleep. That way, by 2 a.m. our time, it'll be ready to roll. No, wait, it's a four-hour show.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at math.
Yeah, I don't know what our future looks like, guys.
Looks bright.
I think we're safe for a while, but more and more every year, that percentage.
Well, you know, you can stream us at star88.fm, or you can watch us at facebook.com/star88fm, or you can download the app for free and stream us 24/7 at star88fm. I'm pretty sure we're set, man.
Yeah.
We're okay.
I'm not worried. I mean, if you think about it, though, people are really only listening to the super popular podcast shows, and that's usually... You find that with celebrities. When celebrities come out with a podcast, those are the ones that are super popular. Mm. I just don't think that they're going to – that's going to someday replace terrestrial radio. Mm. I just don't buy that.
Somebody said try listening to audiobooks at night instead of music. It helps your imagination and helps you sleep.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah, audiobooks. And don't forget, you got to keep it mostly dark.
Mostly.
Thanks, Newt.
Yeah.
They mostly come mostly. Out at night.
Ugh.
Mostly.
Moving on. Snortable chocolate has arrived in America and we're all stoked!
Snortable chocolate?
Snortable! Pretty sure no long-term good can come from snorting anything, and
what?
Yet here we are! Snortable chocolate has been around in Europe for a while. It just made its way over here to America. It's called Coco Loco.
What?
I'm not even joking, dude. It's a processed cocoa powder that you snort, not unlike cocaine.
Wow.
I'm not joking. You don't even really taste the chocolate when you snort it, but the people who make it say it gives you the health benefits of dark chocolate what? Without any of the calories.
What? Is snorting chocolate? I'm Googling.
Oh, well, if you're wanting to know if it's safe, the answer is, It's not approved by the FDA, and it doesn't have to be because of a loophole. They can only approve food you eat, not snort. Of course, experts do say there's a chance it could cause sinus problems.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. It's called moco coco. Orale, bro, you got a moco coco in your nose.
Wow, I can't believe they've been doing this over in Europe.
Odds are, if you want to try it, you'll be fine, but long-term effects, no clue, because you're snorting chocolate. Also, unsure about the claims of the health benefits, but I'm guessing if you're snorting chocolate, you're not doing it because of the calories. You're doing it for the gimmick. Anyways, you can get a container with like 10 servings right now at Amazon,
I
which
feel like
is
that's
really
a
weird
very hipster
and a dumb
thing.
Idea.
Like, that's a hipster thing to do.
Somebody wants to know if you will please, please, please snort chocolate on the Morning Invasion in your romper.
I don't know if we should ever do that.
Okay.
Right?
I mean
that, no.
Hmm? No. Okay. Somebody just chimed in and said that we are the only people they listen to live. Other than that, they listen to about 20 hours of podcasting every week.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, you have to give them
Thank
something. You know, you have to come up with the product, guys.
Okay.
We're the product.
Wait. Are we back to snortable chocolate or us?
Snortle chocolate?
Snortable. What about snortable morning invasion? What's that like? No need, guys. All the health benefits, none of the, like... risks. You just snort us into your ears with your, maybe it's headphones, maybe you're rocking earbuds, maybe it's just through your speakers. Either
okay.
way, man.
All right.
Zero calories snorting us through your ears. Just saying. Moving on. The five worst body language habits. I've got them. Maybe you got an interview this week. Maybe you got a hot date. Maybe you just want to make more friends. Let's talk about body language. What do you think the most important body language thing would be in any conversation?
I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
Which is kind of ironic.
It's something that I really try to focus on. But I'm not going to say what I really think it is.
You don't do that with me if this is what you're thinking. Did I just give you a hint?
I think the handshake is so important.
Okay.
Like a good, strong, firm handshake. But also, you have to combine that with you have to look in that other person's eyes.
Number four.
Oh.
Number four, the handshake. You want to make sure it's firm?
Yes, you have to.
You don't want to crush their hand?
Ricky, listen to this.
You don't want to let it drag on for too long, so 3 to 4 seconds is plenty.
My friend Ricky Cottonsteady, he does not squeeze when he shakes hands.
He doesn't?
No, you have to squeeze, guys.
But not too hard.
But no,
maybe
it's
he's
fun.
Worried because
no,
like UFC.
Who cares?
Like, muscle dude.
No.
And he's like, I don't want to crush your hand.
Are you kidding me? Nobody's going to crush your hand. You grab... Shake my hand. This is how I do it.
Ow.
Did that hurt?
I mean, a little.
I got little hands,
you
man.
You do have little hands. But it's because it's like a little clamp. It just tightened on both ends.
I think a good, strong, when somebody shakes my hand and they squeeze tight,
yeah.
I think that's like, man, it is nice to meet you.
Yeah.
But you got to make eye contact as well. That's important.
Absolutely.
If you're not making eye contact when you're shaking someone's hand, there's something weird going on with you.
Well, good thing to note. The 5 worst body language habits and how to fix them. Number 5 was fidgeting. Try and catch yourself doing it. Don't fidget. Bouncing your legs, tapping your fingers. It makes you seem anxious.
Or
maybe
on drugs.
Intimidated.
Yeah. Maybe you're snorting chocolate.
Or the morning invasion. You just snorted some morning invasion like this dude. Somebody else, by the way, said stay away from the white chocolate if you're going to snort any of that.
Okay.
And a friend just chimed in on the live line and said, I just took a line of Dex and Steve-O and it was awesome.
Can we not talk about that anymore?
You put it in there.
I know.
A bad handshake can ruin your day, said Patrice.
Yeah, for real.
Oof. Yeah, that's number 4. Make
you
sure it's
firm. You always want to have a firm, strong handshake.
Number 3, posture. Sit up straight, lean forward a bit. Makes you seem confident, more engaged in the conversation.
Yeah.
Number 2. Facial expressions.
Mm.
You don't want to be stone cold serious the whole time. Smiling a little bit can make you seem warmer and more enthusiastic, but you also don't want to be freaky and have that like weird fake smile the whole time.
Hey. Yeah, I know, right?
It's like when Cogsworth and everybody tells the Beast to smile as he's trying to talk to Belle and he does that scary mouth thing.
Yeah. One of the things that I struggle with, I'm okay when I meet somebody,
mm-hmm.
but when I start to have a conversation, I'm trying to share a story. I can't look them in the eye. I have to constantly be looking
perfect,
away.
Perfect.
Is that
you
okay?
You just got fired.
Oh.
Number 1, eye contact.
Like the
maintain
entire time?
Maintain regular eye contact. However,
the worst.
Look away from time to time or else you can seem overly aggressive. But yes, you want to maintain eye contact. We never have eye contact. Like ever.
I know. See, I can't
see,
look
can't
at
you. Look at me. You looked at me for like 2 seconds.
I'm the worst.
Just look at me, man. How was your day?
It was good, man. It was
good. Are you tired?
Yeah.
Corn was... You see, you looked away already.
I did.
Twice.
Did
3 times.
It's just a habit.
A lady.
See, I get uncomfortable.
You do get uncomfortable. Hey, confidence, man.
Oh.
But I didn't look away from you once. That could be overly aggressive. Maybe that's why you looked away.
But here's the thing. When people are talking to me,
mm-hmm.
I can totally stare you in the eye and not look away. But if I'm talking, trying to share my thoughts, I think it's one of those things where I have to look away.
You looked away.
Because it's almost like I'm trying to gather my thoughts and I get lost in someone's eyes.
Hey, man. I get that a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. So that's it.
Beautiful
eye
eyes.
Contact, facial expressions, posture, handshake, fidgeting. Do those things correctly. You're going to land that job. You're going to land that job.
Yep. Eye contact and the handshake. Those are so important, guys. Squeeze the hand.
I get lost in your eyes. Americans did something very kind this last year, and I'm pretty stoked, man. A record $390 billion was given to charity last year.
Wow.
Seriously, we need this, America.
Are we the most charitable country in the world?
Let's check. With all the arguing, political nonsense, Facebooking, craziness, division that went on last year, it's nice to know it didn't interfere with how generous Americans actually are. The Giving Institute just released their annual study on how much people gave to charity last year, and it was up almost 3%.
USA!
USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA!
Americans donated just over $390 billion, which is an all-time record. 72% of it came from individual donations, which is pretty important. Considering that means only 28% came from foundations, estates, corporations. $123 billion of that went to churches or religious groups. Another $60 billion went towards education. And $47 billion went to charities that deal with human services, including things like food banks, homeless shelters, youth groups. Another $33 billion went to healthcare groups. Over $18 billion went to the arts, which is up more than 6%, by the way, from 2015. And $11 billion went to animal rights or environmental groups, which is up about 7%.
That's beautiful. That's a symbol of American strength.
It is, my friend. It is.
I love that, guys. Always, always, you know, give to your local charities.
Which, by the way, did you know we're a 501c3? And you
can we're a 501c3,
yeah, guys. Star8.fm.
If you've noticed, we don't play commercials here.
Give us your money.
Seriously, if you guys need to just give your money away,
yeah,
come on, support it. Support the station.
I mean,
if you believe in it,
we're still
it.
One of them old school radio stations that believe that, yeah, podcasting is cool and all that. But somebody just chimed in and said this is actually why they choose us over podcasts in the morning, because apparently we're funny.
I appreciate that, guys.
Yeah, I mean,
we're a lot like Mr. Rogers.
What?
Pretty much.
Now I want like a sweater closet. You know, I always had that cool little
you
closet
have a sweater
right by
closet?
The door.
I have one.
Right by the front door?
Yeah. No,
where you walk
I
in and
I have
like,
one in my office.
Hello, neighbor. I don't have that.
I have one in my office.
Man.
I also have a cappuccino machine.
What?
I don't even drink it, but it's there.
Gosh, you really are. That's why it's the Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
That's right.
You are the star.
Well, I put it in my contract.
Oh, you have a contract?
Sushi chef.
I'm an hourly employee.
Well.
Huh.
Sorry, man.
That's weird.
Yeah. I have a local masseuse. On standby. And I have a nap pod just down the hall.
A nap pod?
Have you been to my nap pod?
No, I've not been to your nap pod.
You think
pod
I go home after the show? No, I go to my
ever
nap pod. That's where I'm at. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I promise I will never, ever, ever kick it in there. A guy put a mouse trap in his mailbox to catch his neighbor stealing mail, but unfortunately caught a postal worker instead.
Oh.
63-year-old dude in Bradenton, Florida. His name's Nicholas Dibble. He's been having issues with his neighbors.
Mr. Dibble?
He claims a dude across the street is a drug dealer and that the woman next door is running a brothel out of her house.
Oh, my gosh. Is this my
it's
dad?
It's unclear, right?
Is this my dad?
Unclear if any of that is true. But the thing he's really worried about is his mail. He claims someone is stealing his mail. So earlier this month, he decided to catch them in the act by putting a mousetrap in his mailbox.
Sounds like a great idea.
Here's the problem.
Booby trap.
The plan backfired. He was planning to tell the mailman about it, but she, mailwoman, came at a different time than usual. So her hand got caught in the mousetrap, and she called the police.
Wow.
She actually could have had him arrested for battery, but decided not to press charges when she met him. However, the U.S. Postal Service wasn't so nice to him. They will not deliver any of his mail.
Way to go, man.
And he now has to pick it up at the post office.
Serves you right.
Here's the thing. Did I mention he's 63 years old? He claims he has no way to get there, and now it's a huge inconvenience.
Okay.
But they don't care. They told him, too bad, so sad, figure it out, dog.
Oh, man.
Yeah, for
what
real.
What do you do? You have to hire somebody to go and pick up your mail.
I mean, at least now he'll never worry about it getting lost or stolen because it's literally just kicking it at the post office.
Oh, I really hope.
Forever.
Please, I hope I never turn out like that. Just paranoid.
Old grumpy?
Old and grumpy.
Oh, that's going to be
just
you
constantly looking out your window.
Oh, that's definitely
just thinking,
be you.
Oh, Earl down the street, I just know he's stealing my mail.
Oh, man.
We talked to my dad this morning, and he was sitting there talking to us about how the neighbor behind us froze to death.
Yeah.
And then he said somebody else down the street froze to death. He said
so
like three
nonchalant
people.
You gotta check out the podcast if you missed
yeah
it.
And we asked him how the weather was. He said, oh, it's cold, there's lots of snow, it's you can barely go outside, and it's like 90 today.
Yeah. That was the weirdest part.
Mom.
I was like looking at the Weather Channel.
Get out while you can.
What are you talking about? He can't end up alone like this guy and nobody to go get his mail.
My poor mom has to deal with not only my dad, but my grandma Wilbur, her mom. I mean, I can't even imagine. My mom she's the greatest.
She's a saint.
She is. Mom, you really are.
Are lady girls saints? What do you call lady saints?
My mom works at Costco just so she can get away from
saints them. Dresses.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
You're on your own.
I guess.
We're done.
Is Mother Teresa a saint? Did they call her saint?
Yeah.
Saintstress?
You betcha.
Or is it just Mother Teresa?
You betcha.
I mean.
Okay. You betcha, Red Rider. That's what my dad used to always say. Guys, we're done with the show. Like Steve-O said, hit the podcast. It'll be up here in a little bit. Yeah. You can get it at the app if you've downloaded the Star 88 app. The podcast right there on your smartphone, or you can go to star88.fm or even on Facebook Live. We've been live all morning long, so we'll upload this video here in just a few, and you can watch and listen to the show, whole thing right there at star88fm on Facebook.
What?
Oh, we didn't get to our letter today.
Oh man, come on.
Busy. We talked about our concert experience at Korn. We learned about Steve-O's new smoker.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was beautiful, man.
We're about to smoke some meat for
fuck. Okay, yeah, you're done. You're done.
Whatever, you're just jealous because my Facebook Live stories over the weekend were cooler than
Boom.
Yours.
Boom! Knighted.
You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.